You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You know what, dude?
Hey, what's up? This is Robert Kelly, and we're back with another episode of You Know What, Dude?
you don't do it right.
No, I don't, because it's your catchphrase.
It's not my catchphrase.
I'd say it's your catchphrase.
It's actually an insult Norton did. Dude, you know, dude, you got this, you got that, you got fucking boom, you got his fucking iPad.
And it stuck.
Well, here it is. I started doing this by myself. On my iPhone, like on gigs, just not to kill myself.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was just me going, dude, you gotta fuck this fucking town, these fucking middlers, man. They fucking, if you're a middler, you gotta fucking learn. It was just me doing exactly what he said I was doing. I said, dude, 900 fucking times. And it was just me bitching or telling you about the latest tech.
But yes. Look at to the empire it's grown into.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have 4 microphones now.
Ooh.
And we have a new guest. We have guests on.
Yeah.
I have guests. I have regulars like you, fucking Dan Soda.
That is true. Also fucking, known as Monster Voice.
Also known as the fucking, the Heat.
The corporate
that's what
Dan.
That's what they call you in the business. The Heat. Because you have so much fucking shit heat around you.
Yeah. Well.
Corporate Dan.
Corporate Dan.
Yeah, Corporate Dan. You really are a fucking, man, I saw it in full capacity,
mm-hmm.
with his corporate cape on and everything at South by Southwest.
Like a blowfish, I was all puffed up.
Everybody loves Dan. Did you know that?
I did know that. I loved him first.
Why don't you introduce your friend that you brought?
My very good friend and comedian, Joe List.
Hey, everybody.
Who I've worked with you one time.
At Caroline's, yeah.
We worked together one time, and
I was on fire that night.
Didn't you bomb?
No, I don't think so.
You did okay.
No. I did amazing. Sure.
No. I think this is
the tapes.
This is the reason why I say that, and I don't say that to insult you or make you feel like shit. But I think I heard about you before somebody set you, because I like to have my own guys.
Yeah.
Work at Caroline's when I worked at Caroline's, and then they said, "Oh, this guy Joe List." And I was like, oh, who the fuck is this kid? But then somebody said, oh, he's really funny. DePaulo uses him. He's from Boston. But I'm thinking Boston. I'm thinking from my era, you know, Burr, Patrice, me, Dane. He's from the new era, which is, you know, fucking alcoholics and joke writers. And
well, that was the original era, too.
The original.
You guys skipped one, yeah.
Yeah, we skipped one. Well, no, the original was it? No. Was it?
They're still all alcoholics, all those guys.
But they were, no, this is what happened, is that they were crazy. Lenny Clark and fucking Leary and all those guys.
Kenny and all those.
Yeah, Kenny. They were fine. But they actually did the drugs. My generation, we did all that, but we just didn't do the drugs. Their generation, they went back to the drugs and the alcohol and just settled down a little bit.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, he actually on the show.
So I crushed at Caroline's all weekend, I think was the point of the story.
But here's the deal.
Huge.
Well, it was, I don't think he crushed, but you did good.
Okay, if you're in the middle at Caroline's on a weekend, you have to crush, right? I think everyone crushes, right? Did I not crush?
No.
Now I'm getting self-conscious about a gig I did 9 years ago.
You didn't crush, but you didn't bomb. Let me tell you, you actually did really good. You were very funny. I mean, I didn't need you to fucking go up there and level the place to know that you're funny. I know a funny joke.
I was perfect.
Let's not get carried away.
You, I like that he's just giving the most
I have the VHSs at home. I'll pull them up.
I tell you who was there before you. The reason why I was so flipped out about having him there is that I got the time before that, I got a call from somebody. This girl, she's you as a girl. She's hilarious. Oh my God.
Sounds hot.
Physically, she was too. She was a little chunky fucking brunette. But so I was like, all right. Okay, I'll fucking do this, okay? Yeah. You know, first of all, I just started headlining there myself. So I'm fucking nervous about doing well myself. Now, all of a sudden, when you start headlining, you're going to start worrying about other people's careers, you know, like, which was weird to me. I didn't know what the fuck that was. So I was like, all right, I'm fucking worried about not bombing me. And now I got to worry about this fucking chick. She came in. This girl is hilarious. She opens with Chelsea Handler on the road at all the theaters. I'm like, all right, whatever. Come in. First night, fucking boo.
Yeah, I took a hot one.
Well, these people don't understand that O&A fans come.
Yeah.
And O&A fans...
they're great, but they're also vicious.
Well, they know funny. And if it's not funny, they're just going to stare at you. You know what I mean? Or say some shit. She comes back, she's fucking crying.
What?
Oh, boy.
In the dressing room. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, there's no fucking crying in comedy. You can't.
You give her a League of Their Own moment?
I have to give her.
There's no crying in comedy.
It was bad, dude. Because now I'm going up. Yeah. I got to fucking talk to this broad.
Right.
Talk about a suicide.
I know I didn't cry our weekend.
You didn't cry.
Yeah.
You didn't,
so there you go. You crushed.
Sure, I didn't cry.
That would be great, fucking Joe. Just
she cried two nights in a row, though. The next night she fucking took a hot one. She took another hot one. And I went back, and she was in the bathroom crying again.
Ooh, in the bathroom?
In the bathroom at Caroline's.
That's a really sad bathroom.
Which is my fucking bathroom. Go cry in the fucking regular bathroom.
Right. Yeah, there's an attendant there and everything.
Yeah, don't fucking cry. It's like, oh, shit.
The African lady's comforting her. I thought you did well. I thought you are a very funny lady. You would be a queen in my country.
I don't think they're that African.
Yeah, they are. Are you fucking kidding me?
You make it
me?
Sound like the attendant has a bone through her nose.
No, they're pretty African.
Eddie Murphy's dad and Coming to America.
That was James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I know.
That's Eddie.
What a cunt he was in that movie.
Oh, he was
just
great.
A racist cunt. You will not marry that whore.
Yeah. He was a real jerk in Star Wars, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man.
How disappointing in Star Wars when they finally took off that fucking asshole's mask. How disappointing was
that? I used
to
do that bit when I first started.
What was it?
There was a bit when James Earl Jones is the voice of Darth Vader, but then they take his mask off and it's not James Earl Jones. I thought it should have been. That would have been the ultimate plot twist. The whole time it was just a fat black guy trying to sell a phone plan. It was when the phone commercial was out. Luke, you can save 99 cents or whatever.
He can't.
I did that at the Caroline's that weekend. Yeah, it killed.
Yeah, sure it did. There's nothing better than a guy. He was whipped up. Go ahead, tell us. And he's like, oh, I did the thing with the bag of milk. Woo. Listen, man. I mean,
I dropped the bit. It's not like an A piece of material here.
Sure it's not on your phone?
You're going to go through it? Pick.
All right. Do you want to hear Verizon James Earl Jones? Or do you want to hear all right. Inside joke.
This motherfucker at the South by Southwest, we already did the podcast with Gary, mm-hmm. but wow, I've never. I mean, does you came up together?
No, he was ahead of me.
I started 25 years before Dan, but
we met. He was the first friend I made in New York.
Okay.
Oh.
You were.
By the way, Dan lived here for 3 years before he met me, so I don't know what was going on there.
I am not a likable guy. I've actually changed a lot.
And we bonded over alcohol.
Yeah, we did. The old Boston, the Comedy Village is what we knew it as. You obviously knew it as the Boston Comedy Village.
I knew it as fucking where... that place wasn't there when I was there. It was just starting out. But we didn't play that place. What is it called? The
Comedy Village?
Comedy Village? Oh, the Boston Comedy Club.
Yeah,
the Boston Comedy Club.
Oh, I thought you were talking about back in Beantown where he's from. What's that place you guys all play in Boston?
Oh, the studio?
The studio.
In Cambridge, yeah.
That shit, that wasn't even there really. It was there, but not really there when I was there.
Right.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I was talking about the Boston Comedy Club turned into the Comedy Village.
Yeah, right.
And
with what's his name? The redheaded guy.
Yeah, PJ.
Yeah, PJ Landers. Yeah.
And Joe would host the whole show, which was like a fucking 5-hour show.
Right, right.
And I would...
Gary Gulman hooked me up with that gig.
And I would bark in the front.
Really? That, you
in
know,
the stool.
It's funny that you say that. That fucking... That hosting job had made so many people funny. that Russ Meneve got that job. He was not as funny as he became. He got really funny from hosting at the Boston every night, all night long. And Ben Bailey. Ben Bailey was like kind of fucking mediocre. Yeah. And then he got that hosting gig for like a year. And then all of a sudden he was just razor sharp, had these fucking killer bits. And
Yeah. I'm also tremendous now because of that.
He's amazing.
I mean, a lot of things. It's kind of, I was born with it. But, sort of.
But we used to, I mean, those shows on Mondays were awful. I mean, like nine people that we had begged to come in.
Yeah.
Joe would host, and then we'd just drink. The waitress liked Joe and I, so she would just give us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted to have sex with her real bad.
She would just give us booze. She'd be like, because we weren't getting any money. She was like, do you want some booze? And we're just like, yeah. And him and I would just drink till 3 in the morning.
I used to go there. When we used to hang out, it was me, Norton, Patrice, Burr, Keith. And the guys above us were, it was Jay Moore, Chappelle, Brewer, Red Johnny and the Round Guy. Those are the fucking guys that, you know, you hope you didn't stop by.
Yeah.
But we'd go there. I got so much, I didn't drink, but I got so much puss.
Oh, that's
in that fucking place.
So much better than
you know the you know the hallway downstairs?
Yeah, you go down to the Bag It In.
I used to get blown while they were saying my name. Like, they'd be like, you guys ready? Yeah, fuck Robert Kelly. Go up my fucking, my little fucking wet stain in my pants. I told this story to Joe Matarese. He came in with two hot broads one night, and I went into the bathroom, and they fucking, she's like, she goes, what are you doing? He was on stage eating his cock. And they go, what are you doing? I go, I'm going to take a piss. She goes, can we watch? I go, fuck yeah. So I went in, they fucking, one girl, I piss. They were watching me piss, and she sat down instead of pissing, and she started blowing me. Then the other one.
As she was pissing?
Yeah. It was
peeing while
that's
alone?
Fun. I've had that before.
Really?
It was a real fat girl, though, who broke the bathroom tiles. But that's a whole other story.
You broke a tile?
This woman did, yeah. I was having sex with a real fat, about 300-pound girl in Plattsburgh, New York. And then my best friend, Tom Dustin, was having sex with a woman who was a grandmother. And on her period, right next to me, in the bed next door.
I love Tom Dustin. He's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, yeah, he's a real nut.
Yeah, those
two. We go back a ways.
Yeah.
That guy fucking used a computer bag as a belt one time. You know, the strap for the computer bag? He forgot his belt, so he just did that for the week. He hooked it on. You know the little clasps that you have to push down with your thumbs? That was his fucking belt.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's a 24-inch waist. Fucking guy.
What have you told the Louis C.K. Village story? Is that too embarrassing to tell?
That is really embarrassing.
That's pretty funny.
This is when we were back.
I love that Joe just set you up. That's great.
Really did Byron Allen the shit out of that story. No,
he blew Louis in the hallway. It was crazy. As they're calling Louis's name.
Man, come on, you little fuck cunt. Suck dog. Fucking make me come, you fucking.
Suck a dog?
Yeah, you know, he just rambles on about stuff.
Is this too embarrassing? Because we can improvise a different scene.
Not at all. Not at all.
Hang on one second.
Oh, perfect.
Hold that thought. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the podcast. Who's this, Serp?
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up. You're on the show.
I don't want to be on the show right now.
All right. Well, fucking, I'll call you back when we're done.
What podcast?
Oh, go fuck yourself. You know, either you're going to be on the show or you're not going to be on the show. You don't get to fucking tell jokes and then hang up.
I don't want to be on the show.
Okay, then I'm going to hang up with you.
All right. But you do a podcast?
You're hilarious. Hey, Jim, let me ask you a question.
All right, nice. The old hang up.
That's excellent. You fucking, your manager's trying to fucking crack jokes at your expense. Isn't that the guy that's supposed to fucking make a hot commodity?
He's supposed to sell you and he's like, you do a podcast?
I hope the fucking sponsors of this show hear that. You do a podcast?
We're pulling out.
So go ahead, tell the story. You sucking Louis C.K.'s cock.
I am blowing him furiously.
By the way, I briefly thought you had a friend named Serp, like syrup.
Oh, Serpico.
Yeah, I figured that out slowly in my head, but I thought there was just a guy named Serp, and I was like, that guy's great. He should just be a regular on...
he's definitely black.
sounds like an uptown act.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Give it up for Serp!
Shit!
Y'all motherfuckers want to... What do y'all motherfuckers want to talk about? Y'all motherfuckers want to talk about women be shopping? Y'all motherfuckers want to talk about white people do this, black people
look
do that?
Look at this bitch right here!
Oh,
Serp, you so crazy!
This chandelier's a motherfucker! Looks like a tick!
Oh, why am I drinking tea? I ain't no Chinese, man.
Oh, shit. It's hot in here, man. Let me take a breath. Lord, it's hot in here. Hang on a second. You take a break at your job. Let me take...
SERP on politics. I mean, what's the deal with the motherfucker on politics?
SERP on racial equality. Motherfucker be racist. Oh, God.
That's fun.
Not that we... Look, some black comics are funny.
They are.
That's true. Not the ones with the one nickname thing, though, usually, typically.
It's really tough.
Well, let me think. Let's think. T-Rex...
I've never seen him, but I've heard this.
T-Rex is
monster.
One of the funniest motherfuckers ever. No, T-Rex is a comic.
Okay.
He is he's a good friend of mine, but he's... I did a show with him in Amsterdam. I did a black show. Yeah, but the black people in Amsterdam are like white people here.
Right, gotcha.
But we...
what a mind bend.
They come up after the show. You are awesome.
I just want to say this. You are phenomenal.
Terrific. Absolutely terrific.
T-Rex is funny. Sarge? Sarge? Am I fucking
that
this up?
That made up.
SERP. SERP. It's the character we just came up with.
Yeah. No.
He's fucking hilarious. He was crushing for 7 minutes. Politics, race. I'm trying to think of another one name.
I don't know. I was trying to think of one.
Earthquake?
Earthquake. There you go. Earthquake is
Earthquake
one.
Is
I don't know. I've
be...
never seen him before.
I thought he was supposed to be fine. I've never seen him either. I fucked up one day and called him Hurricane. I did. I just didn't know. I was at the fucking improv in LA and I was like, is Hurricane going? They were like, he was behind me. Funny. They were like, it's Earthquake. I was like, all right, relax. Fucking mad at me. I didn't pick the wrong disaster. Is tornado happening? <It's really> When is tsunami, motherfucker?
Oh, shit.
Give it up for Heavy Rains. He's not quite at the disaster.
That was just that when he was a middler. Yeah.
Give it up your MC, partly cloudy, everybody.
Ah, shit.
Louis C.K. Are we telling the Louis C.K. story?
Please,
I really love it.
We're going to tell it.
I really think it's great.
So Joe and
I just thought of a Mexican stand at the Santa Ana. Go ahead, dude.
You know, what's the difference between like white people and Mexicans?
Oh, God, dude. I wish I had a people. It'd be so much easier if I had a people.
Right.
You know how easy it would be to go fucking, Mexican? And you just go off on that fucking thing?
I do it.
You do not. Do you?
No, that'd be awesome.
Your act, you're from Boston.
Yeah.
You're white. You're a fucking... Are you originally from Boston?
Yeah, I grew up in the South Shore, yeah.
What's that? Where?
Whitman, Massachusetts.
Whitman?
And I lived in Everett, your neighbor, for many years.
That's right. I lived in... my wife is from Everett.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived right in Glendale Square.
Yeah. So you're fucking... You're a definite Boston dude. How come you don't have the accent and all that?
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Well, when I drink, it comes out. When I go home, it comes
out.
Oh, fuck. When I was a kid, it like wasn't cool. Like, to me, we all sounded retarded. And then because those movies started coming, I was like trying to speak properly, not like an idiot.
Right.
And then all these movies came out where it became like, oh, what the, blah, blah, blah. And like kids I grew up with that
I'm
didn't
sorry,
sound
that?
Like, bah, fucking, blah, blah, blah.
That's a good Boston accent.
And then people, all of a sudden it was cool. And I was like, well, I would have kept talking like a retard if I knew that. But when I drink, and the main thing I do is I keep the R at the end of like vodka. I say vodka real bad in Alaska.
The one that I try not to do is idea.
Yeah, I say idea. On my CD, I say... I'm just trying to plug my album at this point.
What's it called?
So Far, No Good. Yeah, this is a great
Except
title. You're right. I say idea, like real... It's just clearly I say idea.
I fucking hate that. Why do we have to be self-deprecating? Why is it uncool for comp? Why couldn't you name your CD, This Is Really Good? Oh, I'm excited.
I did an excellent job.
So Far, No Good. I'm not saying the album stinks, although I hate it. But at that point, my career had, at this point, still.
Yeah, but every...
This is the highlight of my career right now. this is like from the top of my resume.
Well, every... But every comp... It's so funny to hear a guy go, ow.
Ow.
Hey.
You know he's fucking the thin dude from Boston. Ow.
But I don't like this white. You're very white. I lived in Harlem for years. I'm way whiter than you, Biggie Smalls. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm way whiter than you
No,
are.
You're white.
I don't like this whole thing right. Where who's whiter and who's whitest. We're all white. And fucking, you know, I listened to the blues and I lived in Harlem. Fuck off. I voted for Obama. Come on. That's pretty black.
That's white.
I got a good sized penis,
First of
too.
All, voting for Obama is not... That is not... That's not black. That's white.
Well,
that's a white thing.
No.
That's a white liberal thing to do. Let's vote for the black guy. Let's try. Let's see what happens.
That's true, I guess. But yeah. The black people voted for him, too. The black people aren't voting for McCain. Well, maybe some of them are. I'm just kidding.
Oh, they should.
Oh, boy. Listen, now we're off on a topic.
Now we have a topic. Listen to me. All right. The thing is, my point is that every comic, I'm trying to come up with a name for my next CD. It's always something fucking negative. It's like, you know, about fucking killing yourself, or this is okay, or fucking I'm going to die, or fucking... I mean, right. Name one name one positive guy that went, this is really funny jokes, or some guy that just said, it's a good fucking album. Right.
I'm awesome.
Well, Cosby is a very funny fellow, but then he says right at the end of it, so he kind of questions it.
Yeah. Very funny fellow, right?
Right.
My point is, we're so fucking insecure. We're egomaniacs that are fucking just insecure about our shit. I want your next album to be, this is the best.
All right. I was actually thinking about on the way here. We were talking about. I want to call it. Sorry about that last one. I'm very disappointed in my album.
That's actually funny. All right, go Louis C.K. So sucking his cock.
I am again just blowing him at a maniac's rate.
A maniac? How does a maniac?
I have no. So Joe and I, our diet on Monday nights.
And when we say Joe, we're talking about the new Joe.
Joe List.
Boston Joe.
We're talking Boston fucking Joe.
Fucking Boston Joe.
Everett Joe. It sounds dangerous, like you're a bank robber.
Oh, shit. I just unplugged something.
Oh, boy.
No, go ahead. We'll go.
Boston Joe and I, our diet back in those days were double shots of whiskey and Bud Lights, which we would drink.
Yeah, a lot of Bud Light and whiskey.
Well, she would just keep filling it up.
Right.
We'd do a double shot of whiskey, and then she'd just give us another one. So List is hosting, and I'm out front barking, and we're pretty banged up. This is about 11:15, 11:30 at night.
Yeah, we were hammered. It was pretty
late. We're hammered, and Joe comes up to me.
Well, there's a rumor that Louis C.K. was in the neighborhood. He was around.
Well, you went to the cellar to get a check from DePaulo.
Oh, okay.
He had to
sound like I'm really...
They did. He ran over, because I remember back then, I was like, oh, okay. And Joe's like,
how much do I owe you? Fuck, $200? You weren't worth fucking $1.50. Here, take it. I'm just kidding. Relax. fucking soccer moms.
I like that. That was a pretty good DePaulo.
I got a funny story about how I met DePaulo, too. Go ahead.
You're full of stories. The new Joe has a lot of stories. They're all on his
own. No credits, but a lot of stories.
Boston Joe and I are drinking, and... he comes back over, and basically that Monday night room, people would drop by and go up. Norton, Burr, whoever was around would just come in.
I know how comedy works. Go ahead. The fuck? What am I?
I don't know. I'm trying to explain it. Maybe there's some lady in her cubicle listening to this podcast.
I want
to
ask you a question. How does it work again? So comics stop by. Yeah, and just go up.
Yeah, if you have enough credits, you get to a point, you can just kind of show up on a show and get on. Yeah.
Really? So if you have enough credits, you can just come by the Boston.
Like, if a guy like you came by, you can just be like, hey, do you want to go on?
Oh, that's cool.
And then you would cut in front of the lesser people.
Right, like...
Like Dan. Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, now it works now. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. For the girl in the cube.
Lady in the cube, you're welcome for that. Now you know more about comedy. You can bring it up at a cocktail party. Joe walks up and he goes, hey, Louis C.K. is over at the cellar. You should...
New Joe.
Boston Joe comes up. It's like, CK's over at the cellar working on his new hour. He was doing Chewed Up. That's when he was starting to work on Chewed Up.
Right.
And he goes, tell him to come over. Tell him we're working.
No, I said, this is what I said. I said, I was like, go over there. Just tell him the Village is still working.
Meaning the
show is on. It's still going. The show's going.
That's
Dan was just
I'm
hammered.
Drunk,
so
and
he
I
just translated
over.
The exact words that I said and just said those words.
I'm in the
to
back
him.
Hallway of the cellar. And Louis gets off stage. I go, hey, Louis, get set. He goes, thanks, man. I go, the Village is working. And he goes, looks at me and he goes, what? And I go, the Village is working. And I just keep saying that. I'm not changing the sentence. I'm looking at him dead in the eyes. I go, the Village is working. And he gives me that, you know, that look that Louis sees. He's like, what the fuck is this kid talking about? And I go, and then I finally, and then
it's
I,
the look of, I don't know, but I need to know.
Yeah.
Like, I have to figure
but
this out.
But he gives me one last look and I do a defeated, the Village is working? And I go, and then finally I go, I don't know what that means. And he goes, I don't know what that means either. And I turn around and slump back to the Comedy Village. List gets off stage. He's like, dude, what's up? Is he coming over? I was like, I told
he turned into me, by the way.
He's
like, what's up?
That's the Boston thing. And he goes, what did you say? And I go, I told him the Village is working. And Joe goes, you didn't tell him there was a show? And I go, no, I just told him the Village.
Well, the other thing that, like that club, we called it the Village, but everyone else before us knew it as the Boston. So it just sounds like the neighborhood, the Village is working.
It sounded like the area he was in was working.
The neighborhood's doing okay. It's working. It's working out.
Yeah, this thing's catching on.
Yeah, everything's going all right here. There's a lot of artists and dollar slices. And
dude, that's funny.
And then I showed Jessica Simpson my penis.
Yeah, that was one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life.
Where?
We were at the Bag It In below the Comedy Village.
Jessica Simpson, as in
the singer.
With she was with John Mayer, apparently, right? Why was she there?
No, she was next
eating.
Door.
There's like
she
that five-star restaurant.
She was eating? Get the fuck
out
of here.
And so she was at a restaurant next door, and Dan and I were like, well, we're going to go in there, surely. We're going to walk in and go see Jessica. We were hammered again. Yeah. We had like cargo shorts and like ripped sneakers or whatever, and they were like, yeah, you can't come in here.
The guy literally
mad about it. So I was like, I'm going to show her my dick when she comes out.
Because you know the firehouse next door?
I do, yeah.
We were sitting at the firehouse, and Joe just looks at me. Boston Joe just looks at me and goes, let's just go inside. And I was like, yeah. We walk up, and the guy, it's like a five-star restaurant. The guy's like, yeah, you're not coming in to both of us. And we're like, but we just want to get a drink. And he's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. So we sit outside, and then Joe just gets this evil look, and he's like, I'm going to show her my dick. I'm going to show her my dick.
So you got to, I mean, stop right here. Just stop for 1 second. Mm-hmm. Slow down on this fucking next. You just jump. First of all, you went from one very good story to another fucking story. Mm-hmm. So we got to stop. There is a pause in between here because you're going to show Jessica Simpson your cock.
I think so. I'm hazy on this story.
Here's the thing is you must have an all right piece.
Yeah, yeah.
To be able
well,
to.
Well, not anymore.
What happened? Did you get a car accident?
Well, that's a story for another time. But
did you lose your dick? Something happened to your dick? Something happened to your dick?
The genuine, almost amazed / worried look on Bobby's face when you just said that. He goes, Did you lose your dick?
Yeah, I want to know. Is your dick all right?
I got herpes on my dick, so sometimes it doesn't look so nice. Can we say this on the air?
Yeah, yeah. On the air.
Coming back live at 101.9 The Coyote.
So occasionally it's a little spotty, but that back then it was pristine, and it's pretty good size. It's a good size.
So you have a nice cock.
I think so, yeah. I've been told.
Nice enough to whip out in front of Jessica Simpson. I mean, like, if I took my dick out in front of Jessica Simpson, I'd have to...
Puff up?
I'd have to fucking, you know, play a little guitar, a little banjo on it for a couple minutes.
I know what you're talking about. Just plump the head up.
Yeah, plump the shit up a little bit, you know? But
yeah,
I think
it was just a good... It was like a summer I had shorts on, maybe.
Yeah, so. It was hot.
Maybe it was
hot day down in the Comedy Village. I remember it because we were both hammered, but I think I was less drunk than you.
Yeah, you must have been. Well, you didn't. Otherwise, we would have both been showing her.
Yeah, but
you have a small dick. Either way,
you got a big piece.
I got a decent piece.
Well, you got a big piece.
I got a big piece.
I could tell your forearms, those fucking like that fucking Pennsylvania steelworker.
He's got a real hairy dick too, evidently.
Yeah, I got Robin Williams like forearms.
Yeah, he's got that. You got a fucking big piece.
So,
what are you ignoring the question for?
Boy, did this get gay?
I did.
Oh, it's
gonna
get gay.
Excellent.
Yes.
Right,
so Jessica Simpson walks out with her security team, and there's like an Escalade or one of those kind of
SUV.
Don't be racist.
Why? She's a little white woman.
Okay. I'm not
talking about syrup getting in his white Escalade. I gotta have a white Escalade?
I thought you were about the comic Escalade.
Is that a real guy?
No.
Okay, that should be. Someone somewhere is gonna go, I'm gonna call myself Escalade. That's gonna be my name. So she gets in the Escalade, and her security team gets in, and they start pulling away slowly, and Joe just pulls his dick out and does like a side skip, wagging his dick at the Escalade, just like waving it at her down all the way to Sullivan Street,
which
like
is real dumb. You can go to jail for that.
Yeah, that's like a.
But did she see it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's not nice of a piece. I think it was.
But
good.
You were literally like on the side of the Escalade down West 3rd Street.
I mean, this isn't gay. This is just for the story. I want people to be able to fucking visualize this. Is it hanging down? Is it sticking straight out?
I think it's hanging down.
You know what?
So
I will say this.
I was windmilling it,
Windmilling it. I've seen Joe's penis a couple times. He was flapping it. He had enough that he had his
enough
hand
slack.
On it. And he had enough slack that he could bang it around a little bit.
So you're almost playing an instrument, skipping, going
down
the street.
Yeah, I'm giving it a little... Yeah, I think it's a good piece, and I think I showed her what I'm made of. And,
for a whole block.
I haven't heard from her yet, but
he went from Thompson to Sullivan.
Yeah,
I was at her house one night.
Oh boy! Yeah, turns out she's a friend of the family.
Yeah, she
she cried for three weeks.
No, she actually likes your cock.
Oh, great!
Yeah, she brought it up.
I like her.
She has photos of your cock.
I took this.
No, I was at her house one night. I was, of course, with Dane. I didn't get invited over. We were at the Laugh Factory. She came in the back door.
And this was like when she was in her prime, right?
Right.
No. This was after. I knew her then.
Was this her first fat?
I knew her. I met her then, and then I met her at her second fat. Okay. Her first fat was when she was with her husband.
Yeah.
And then she lost it when they got divorced, and she did Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, God.
Holy shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was crazy.
And then she did that movie with Dane. That's when she really got shredded.
Oh, God.
And then when she got her, she was heading to her second fat, when she in between fucking the Dallas dude and Mayer. We hung out. We just hung out. It was friendly. You know, it wasn't a sexual thing with them. It was just friendly. And we went back and hung out at her house. We followed them up into the house. It was a fucking beautiful house. She's got this crazy backyard. And I was out in the backyard, and just me and her, like in the middle of the night. And we're out in the backyard, and I'm making her Jessica Simpson laugh. And I'm like, oh, my. Like, it just hit me. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, and then, of course, Dane walks out. What's up? And then fucking beep, fucking shoulder boy walked out, 28 inch waist.
He's got his shirt off. He's like, "Whew, we got hot in that house." It just came outside to cool off. Right. Hey, Jessica, can I eat this fruit in front of you? It's just dripping down.
Let me ask you a question. I'm just checking my bank account. Is this your internet right here? Because I don't know if that's my real.
My balance is right there. That's lot of zeros. I'm just gonna do pull ups while you guys talk.
No, but you know what? Dane doesn't even give a fuck, though, because we used my car to get up there. He didn't give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he came in. As soon as he came in, she was like, oh, Dane. I was out there by myself in her backyard in the dark by a fountain.
Then you feel like a creep.
Yeah, I was just like contemplating, like trying to do affirmations.
Yeah.
The lack and delay will crumble away. I will fulfill my destiny and get Jessica Simpson.
God.
Fucking stupid. But she's actually a sweetheart. Sweetheart. She would have laughed. Her fucking, I bet you if she saw your cock, dude, she would laugh her ass
Maybe we
off.
Can set something up.
Let's set it up.
Call Dane and get like a thing happen.
I don't know, can I? This is what we'll do. Anybody out there knows Jessica Simpson. We have like 30,000 listeners.
Oh, wow.
So if anybody out there knows Jessica, we want to know if she saw Boston Joe's cock that night and if she thought it was a nice piece or if she'd be willing to look at it again.
Just take a glimpse.
Also, if everyone listening could send me $1, it would double my yearly income.
That's wait a minute. You might have,
30,000 just really put. My life goal is to make that in a year. So I thought maybe I could help push this forward.
You don't make 30 grand.
What are you kidding?
Yeah, but here's the thing, dude.
I like the way that Joe's face just got gravely serious. You, Bobby goes, what? What do you don't make 30,000? Joe goes,
I did a commercial. I did with commercial and, you know, weak middling.
What commercial did you do? What commercial?
I did two. I did a Captain Morgan commercial, The Four Guys.
Yeah.
Available on YouTube, and
it's just on YouTube. Never made the TV.
No, it was on TV. No, it was a big. It was a big national commercial.
Yeah, it was playing during that World Baseball Classic. It was
And I did an ESPN commercial too.
And I would, I remember being at the restaurant. And we have TVs at the restaurant. And I'd come out. I go, that's my friend Joe. And everyone's like, who the fuck is this idiot? And I'm just like, that right there.
I had one when it was out after Caroline's. We went to what's the bar next to Caroline's?
Playwrights.
The Playwright. We were there, and I was talking to this couple that was at the show, and they were laughing. I was being funny, whatever. And the commercial came on and went, by the way, that's me. And they just looked at the TV and then looked back at me with zero reaction. Like, I don't know if they didn't think it was me. They were just like, all right. And it was nothing. I was like, yeah, commercials suck. Anyways.
Wait a minute. No, I don't think I've ever done a commercial ever. I did. You know what I did? They're called industrials. I don't know if you know what they are.
No.
Companies like Dunkin' Donuts, Home Depot, all these fucking places. They have little videos made up to teach you. If somebody robs you, to do this. If somebody, you know.
We used to have to watch those at Bed Bath & Beyond when I worked there.
Right. I did a lot of those.
Really?
Yeah.
I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond for 6 months.
I did a lot of those. I did Dunkin' Donuts because you had to, if you look at the Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know if they have them now, but at the door they have a ruler. So if somebody robs as they're leaving, you're supposed to look at the ruler.
They still do.
Right.
I know. They have like one of those in Queens where I just got my tea today.
It's not in my neighborhood here up the street. They don't have them. But
All right, get it?
In Serp's neighborhood, they do.
In Serp's.
Why they got the ruler at the Dunkin' Donuts? Why I ain't trying out for no New York Knicks? Now, I almost love this new character.
Can I say every time you do Syrup, Bobby reaches for the knobs over there? What's happening?
I'll tell you what. His voice. There's two things that shut this podcast down. His voice, his monster voice.
Right.
Hey, if I'm listening, I can hear you. You sound normal. Even when you get high, you're normal. But he has a very fucking.
I get excited.
Yeah, he has a monster voice. And if you
He's
look,
a big
you'll
boy.
You can know when me and you are talking, it's just up and down, up and down. When he talks, it looks like a fucking tsunami's coming.
Right. Yeah. So we will be two adults and one child for the podcast.
With a little boy with a big voice.
He really does. He has a fucking huge voice.
He does.
I did that. I had to rob the place.
You were the robber?
I was a robber. And I really scared the shit out of the lady because they just used a regular cashier. they don't give a fuck. So they used the lady. They didn't tell her what I was going to do.
Yeah.
So this was in Boston too,
right.
Where I did all my industrial work.
Yeah.
I just walked up. They gave me the gun, and I'm supposed to walk up and go, give me a Kreller, and give me one of the ones with the sprinkles, and then I could do whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, give me the Kreller, give me the one with the sprinkles, give me the money, I'll kill you, I will kill you dead, I will shoot you in your face, give me the money, and I just lost it. And this lady, she started panicking, but she couldn't get the drawer open. She started crying. She's like, I can't get the drawer open. And I'm like, open the drawer. You're dead.
You fucking
I just
cunt.
Kept going to
you're
going to
get shot in the fucking Bobby, cut. Cut. I'm going to fucking murder you.
Just pistol whip her. What?
They had to take her.
Puts her head down on the counter and puts the gun to it.
I don't want to see your fucking family. They had to take her in the back. And calm her down.
Oh, that's great.
And they were like, dude, listen, you got to calm down. You got to just say Kreller, sprinkles, give me the money a couple times and back
out. That is so funny.
I got to do that for Sears one time. I worked at Sears, though, and it wasn't like a corporate thing.
You worked at Sears.
Which is my cousin.
Mm-mm. I never worked at Sears.
It's like I said, you worked at Sears.
Yeah, I worked at Sears for a long time. But I get to do the same thing. I get to like fake steal stuff. It was real fun.
Oh, Gary Gulman worked at Sears.
No kidding.
Yeah, he worked at the.
Oh boy!
Look at you, how you whip up with Gary. You love Gary Gulman.
Gary's a dear friend. I love that.
He's
man.
One of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah, mine too. He's always there when I need him.
He's a good guy, Gary. I'm telling you, we did a podcast last week with him. He's one of the nicest guys on the planet. Me and him, I got him a job waiting tables when we first started. Because he quit. He was an accountant.
Right.
Down in Wall Street in Boston. He was making some cash. Then he just quit it all, fucking started doing comedy, needed a job. And I was so jealous of him when he first started.
Yeah.
Because Paul D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Loved Gary Gulman.
Mm-hmm.
And would put him up on every fucking show. Every show. And never give me any time. Yeah. Gary Gulman was on every anytime Paul D'Angelo hosted Downtown Knicks.
Right.
They used to do comedy all during the week.
Right.
So certain guys got like Knox, he got his own show. D'Angelo had like Wednesdays.
Right.
And then they'd have like the Colloons, they'd have their own show. So it was a lot of comedy at Knicks going on. And
you just named the only three places I work now.
What?
Colloon and Knicks.
He would give him time, all the fucking time. And then one night he gave me a spot. He goes, all right, I'll put you up. D'Angelo, I'll put you up next. And I was like, all right. And he goes, 4 minutes. I was like, four? The fuck gives 4 minutes?
Yeah, right. So, that's a slap.
And then as he's going up, he kept going four with his hands. Four.
Oh, jeez.
And it was at the end. And he went up and fucking
40
like,
minutes.
Did one of my jokes. I used to have this joke. It was about raking leaves, how I hated yard like chores as a kid. And you rake leaves, just stupid. How you're raking them as they fall. You pick them up, then they fall. They're falling. That's why they called it fall. Come up with another season called fell. All the fucking leaves fell. I do this once. God named them leave. Leave them there.
Yeah.
God didn't name them leave. But we did.
Right.
But he actually did like a similar. But back then, that was a fucking, for me, that was a joke.
Right.
That was
I
can't believe I fucking came up with this shit. Up until then, I was just going up at the Collins going, fucking look at your face. Fucking don't.
That sounds like Noxy.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I was just doing fucking energy and look at my fire. I was just gorgeous too back then, too. I had hair and a mullet. And he went up and did like a, fucking leaves, man. Just leave them there. the fuck, the name leave. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, oh, on the when we did the podcast with Gary, he brought up the fact that I was, you know, who's assistant.
Oh, yeah.
For 2 months. We've got a great story about.
Who's assistant? I forget.
His ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, you were a girl's assistant. A girl comic assistant.
She wasn't a comic, though.
Yeah, she was.
She never. No. Did you ever see her perform?
A couple times. What time you're going to tell.
This is
Joe. I've seen her perform, too. So, therefore, she's a what?
A comedian.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right.
Hey, bitch assistant.
I think I saw you her middle for you at Caroline's, didn't I?
No.
That was a joke with the crying. I was trying to be a callback.
Callback.
Oh, boy. I was doing so well. SERP.
I love that he tried to cool himself off with his BlackBerry. He really doesn't make no money. He has a BlackBerry from fucking 10 years ago.
He just got it. No,
he has a BlackBerry with a scroll ball.
He does.
I do. Oh, and I have an email, Kowloon, August 17th, 200.
I got to call her, Michelle.
Yeah.
I love Michelle.
Oh, boy.
I think she sent me an email.
Maybe you can close for me. I'm a middle who brings his own headliner.
What are you, Dat Fan? You know, they actually called me to do that, fam, when Dat Fan won Last Comic Standing.
Really?
They called me. They were like, yeah, we want you to... Close the show.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're going to pay me, like fucking $1,000 to close every show, to go up and do 45 at the end. He was going to go up in the middle and do, he only had 20 minutes to a half, maybe.
He was getting six.
He was getting the door deal.
So he was
getting fucking thousands and thousands of dollars to go up in the middle, do his horse shit, and I'd have to go up at the end and close it out.
Wow.
Dat Fan, my favorite trashing of a comedian on Tough Crowd. Yeah. Was Dat Fan. He Voss and Patrice beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, Patrice actually said, would you do that voice? Is that just in you? Yeah. Is that voice just pop out of you?
I love Colin says something where he goes, you know, what about the article? And then Patrice goes, I was offended in the article that they listed him as a comedian. I was like, stings. Someone told me that Dat Fan spends thousands of dollars on pants because his signature thing is karate kicks after jokes. A comedian named Ali
Wong.
That's
mine.
Ali Wong.
That's my thing.
He took your shit.
That's fine.
D'Angelo's doing it too.
Yeah.
D'Angelo's doing it?
Yeah.
And Syrup.
That was a callback to the previous story.
It was just fucking 9 callbacks in a row. Uh-huh. I really want to. What are we in an alt room? What are we in a fucking writing session
downtown?
I'm trying
to grow a beard.
keep going. I'm writing these down.
And Thundercats reference. So Gary's ex, my former boss.
Yes.
We're doing one of these fucking long Monday night shows.
It fucking bugs me that you did that.
I know.
It bugs me that that's in you.
No, but
like I don't know Joe, but I know fucking Joe. I know this fucking. I know that he wouldn't do that. Yeah. I know that he took the fucking high road. You know what bugs me about you?
That's true.
That you
I am better
fucking
than you.
Did that.
I didn't know what the fuck
it hurts
was.
Me. It
I didn't know
me.
What it was. Yeah, I was confused. I had no idea. And when I finally put two and two together, I quit, and that's when I started barking.
I don't like that you're defending it, and I don't like
not
that
defending it. It was an awful part of my life, and I would rather not.
It's like you got raped, or you sucked a dick to get by. At least just own it, dude. I sucked a conch. I swallowed the load. I was gay for a week. I'm sorry. I needed food. I would accept that.
All right,
you know
what? Fine. I did it.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yes.
But let's move on.
But you knew it. You knew it. You knew. You thought it was going to get you.
I did it for a little once I knew what it was.
It's almost commendable. It's like Michael Jordan would get caught cheating, like playing Go Fish, which is like a douche shitty thing to do. But it's like it's just in his head. He's just trying to win. I needed to win. Dan needed to, you know, make it. So he answered phones like a bitch. Like a big bitch. But now look at him. I mean, God, look at him. Look at the size of his head.
You're on fire.
Does it bug
you, his success?
Oh, to no end. I want to kill myself. No, I'm very happy for him. I'm happy for him.
Stop. I want to go to your house. You live alone? Who do
no,
you live
I live
with?
Alone? What Who is this 30 grand living alone business? We came up in different times.
How many?
live alone. I have 11 roommates. We live in a van in fucking Bushwick.
You probably have your own show.
I'm hoping you're going to feed me at the end of this podcast.
What do you live with, Russian prostitutes? What the fuck? 11 people. How many roommates do you have?
Well, currently I have... How many roommates do we have? One, two, I have three roommates and a guy sleeping on our couch. So four, technically.
Did you say a guy who's your coach? What did you say?
Sleeping on his couch.
Oh, I thought you said...
Three roommates and a couch. And a coach.
And a life coach. Joe, what'd you
come
do
on,
today?
Come on, Joe. Let's go, Joe. You can
he's
make it,
got
Joe.
A whistle. 81 liners. Give them to me. Come on.
Callback. Callback. Push up, then a callback.
I want T and S. I want TS words right now.
I decided halfway through I should make it Mickey from Rocky. All right. I have three or four roommates. Yeah.
Three or four. Are you one of them? No, you
no.
And so I don't even know my original question. So you're back at your
place. You're trying to start some sort of beef between friends. No, I think was your original question.
No, I don't really. I don't want, because I love Dan. I'm
so on him, but yeah.
I've done a lot.
Yeah, you have.
Anytime I can help this guy out, I tell everybody about him.
That's
everybody.
Very sweet.
I mean, Esty still tweets me, texts me, thanks for Dan Soda. It's like a running gag now.
Wow.
Because of Dan Soda, right?
And you were at the, I remember when I was still an open micer, List got passed at the Cellar, and that was like,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So here's the deal.
27 years ago. I got passed before Bobby got passed.
This is fucking acting. Bobby. Fucking Bobby got passed at the fucking Cellar.
I was doing shows down there.
I fucking lost the accent because I didn't fucking want to sound like a fucking retard like Bobby Kelly. But the thing is, it comes out when I fucking drink and get retarded tired.
When I'm on podcast.
I live a podcast.
I think he goes, I'm on podcast.
My coach is telling me not to fucking say Bobby the way I fucking listen.
It's Bobby. It's Bobby.
So, I mean, at your house, he's your friend. You came up together, kind of.
Right.
Right? And you hear that all this stuff that's going good for him.
Right.
And then you don't just go, fuck.
Well, what I've been doing the last few, I don't want to get too whatever. I wasted so much time just, you know that movie, they made that movie when Stand Up Stood Out about all the Boston
yes,
guys
I do.
Drinking and getting real sad?
Yes, I do.
They made a movie telling us what not to do.
And you did.
And we just did it anyways.
Right.
So that's what I have where I'm like, I was just drinking and boozing and fucking everybody and, everyone that's ugly. and so I wasted so much time. So when people get real successful, I've learned to look at myself and be like, I wasn't doing any of that.
Right.
So but certainly, I don't think Dan Soder's nearly as talented as me.
Right.
But,
that's all I wanted.
Very unattractive. I'm happy for everybody. I've never been one of those guys that's like, fuck that guy for getting that.
Yeah. I just think
I'm like, oh man, I
don't like guys like that either.
It's a bad way to be.
I tell you, I used to be like that when I first started because I didn't understand the business. Because you see people that suck.
Right, right.
That's when it's hard. Well, look, Dan's talented. You know, I
there's people that suck that get things. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But usually they're, you know.
But even like people who really just blow, they get stuff on pure personality, luck, or fucking whatever the shit business is. It happens. You're like, what the fuck? I don't get that. And it makes you, even that, I don't give a fuck about it anymore because you're really not in competition with anybody.
Right.
But, you know, when somebody gets something like, you know, successful that you know or your friend, especially in this business, there is that, fuck, when am I ever going to get a fucking shot? Is anybody ever going to fucking throw something, you know?
Yeah, of course.
That runs through your head like, hey, man, that's, dude, good for you, dude. I'm glad you got a show.
Right.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's brutal.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, but that's why I like comics who help each other, though. I hate guys who get, like, I know people who fucking, you know, as soon as somebody gets that fucking, he got something and fucking she, and it's like,
I've watched people,
who gives a fuck?
I've watched people disappear because they act like that. Like, the guys that I was doing open mics with 5 years ago, and I was just like, I'm going to go hit another mic, and they're like, did you see who fucking got Live at Gotham? They're like, I don't care. I'm not even near that now. I need to
get
funny.
Well, it's easy for you to be at that point, okay?
But even
stop for 1 second.
Yeah.
It's easy for you to be on this end of it to look at that end of it. But when you're on this end of it to see that shit happen, it's a little, I know it's disheartening. It's a little fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
But I don't like that shit either. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but typically people that aren't getting anything get real bitter. They're not working hard enough or working enough.
True that.
And so, you know.
That's fucking the truth.
That's what I'm interested in.
Joe Truth Teller.
Boston the Truth Joe.
I try to tell the truth.
Boston the Joe, the Truth Teller.
That's Paul Pierce's nickname. But,
The Truth?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to call you from now on, The Truth.
Oh, I love that nickname.
They were going to stab you 13 times at a nightclub in Boston.
Yeah, but I'll survive with a leather jacket. I love Paul Pierce.
So the original story.
You sucked Louis C.K.'s cock.
No, we told that one.
No.
We told that one. Then we went to the other one.
So it's a late Monday night, And
yeah, you're relentless on the story.
Well, it's just, I don't even think it's gonna pay off that well, to be honest. I'm putting it out there. That this story is not gonna pay off.
And you know what? I'm gonna bail right now.
Ooh, yay! You learned.
We're gonna be trashing our friend's ex-girlfriend. We got the whole thing.
It was really funny what we did. It was
what did we do again? Just tell the end of it.
I can't remember. We turned off the lights and played Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's right.
Because
she was being real
shitty. There was two firefighters in the audience,
right.
And she was saying 9/11 was an inside job. And both of us were drunk, and we looked at each other, and we're like, no. And Joe turns off the lights, and I hit play on the CD player, and it's like,
computer, cursing the way you move, gonna make you dance.
And she's just like, what the fuck? And we went, and then we went down that back stairwell to the Bagot and bought beers.
Oh, yeah, we just
and
sat there like we were
like nothing
casual.
Happened. And they come down, they're like, who the fuck turned off the lights and turned on the music when she was on stage? We're like, I don't know. Right. Oh, that's weird.
And I was like, I don't even know Led Zeppelin. They're like, how do you know what song it was? I was like, ah! That part didn't happen. But I like that we both remembered it was Zeppelin. I went with Communication Breakdown, and you went with whatever thing you were
Black
yelling.
Black Dog.
Ah.
Or A Whole Lot of Love. A Whole Lot of Love.
What, who was that, the blonde?
Yeah,
your boss?
My boss.
Well, she was your boss at the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
At that point, I was just barking. So I was the control.
Eventually, we even stopped barking, too, though. Oh, I think what we did was we would say we were going to go around the corner to bark and then went to a different bar.
Yeah,
that's more what we did.
You guys were the guys with the flyers that just walked around the corner and threw them in the trash?
Yeah.
What's wrong with America, by the way.
No, but I would
Those Mexicans actually fucking stay on the corner and snap that shit until they get them all away. Right.
And then all the white kids are like, I don't want to work. I would sit on the stool because that was the best one because I could just sit there and smoke cigarettes and people would walk by and I'd be like, hey, you guys want to see a show? And then like,
how would you do it?
Hey, you guys want to see a show?
And then, what kind of show?
Oh, it's great. We got comedians from Comedy Central, HBO, VH1.
Is Dane Cook going to be here?
No, but there's a lot of great comedians. You should come in and see it.
Yeah, but dude, I walk through Times Square a lot, and they have those fucking jack-offs out there.
I'd be like,
is Robert Kelly going to be there? Yeah, he's coming down. He comes down there a lot.
Right.
I'm like, it's me, you fucking idiot. Yeah, me and Burr walked through. We were like, is Billy Burr and Robert Kelly going to be there? I think tonight, yeah. I think Billy's showing up tonight and Robert's showing up tomorrow. It's like, you fucking moron. First of all, the fact that they don't recognize us hurts my feelings.
Right.
That fucks with my self-esteem. We're not even that famous where you can't even look at my face and go, hey, you're Robert Kelly. And second of all, I'm not there.
No.
And then third of all, they
tell people in Times Square that Eddie Murphy's going to be there.
Right.
He does go down.
Only at Ha.
How great would that be if he really has been going down there for like 2 years?
Broadway.
Yeah, we didn't know.
The world.
Like, yeah, no one says it. He goes under a different name. He's got a different moniker. Eddie Murphy's crushing.
One time I was back in Boston. There was some woman that I knew who like went to shows and wanted to put on a show. And she was asking me if I could put on a show. There's like $1,000 budget or whatever. I was like, yeah, I can get some people, blah, blah, blah. And then she called me a couple of days later and she's like, Joe, this is like 05. She's like, a lot of the girls in the office been talking around the water cooler about a fella named Dane Cook. Do you know him? Is it possible? I was like, I mean, I know him, but I think he goes like, I don't know. I was imagined $75,000 for a show. I don't know. She's just like, a lot of the girls really are liking this guy. Do you, if any way
you can get him?
It's like
Janice from accounting.
I was like, I can get
him.
You Frank Santarelli for a fraction of the price.
I can get you Frank and a straw for $5.
How's Paul Nardizzi sound?
Giulianetti.
Oh, we're getting into that zone where you guys just start naming Boston comedians. Yeah. I don't know.
Do your
That used to be my impression of Joe List because he'd always name comedians I didn't know but make jokes about it.
Right.
He'd be like, "Fucking look, it's fucking Tom McDonough's dick, huh? Fucking woo!" And I'm like, "I don't even know who that is."
Tom McDonough. It's like, that's so close to a Boston comic too.
Oh, fucking look, it's fucking Billy Fitzpatrick's first fucking headshot. We're fucking getting nuts. I'm like, I don't know. I'm moving from Denver. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are.
Woo! Fucking. Look,
this cup's about as half full as fucking Mark fucking Leopold's prospects in the business. Ah.
You threw a Jew in there at the end.
I don't know. There might be Jews in Boston.
No, there's
a couple.
There's none.
They manage the Irish.
There's none. So it's very interesting what you said, though, dude. You fucking drank and pissed away a lot of time. In New York City, though. In Boston and New York.
Yeah.
I started
in 87, so...
You started in 87?
No.
Oh, God. You fucking asshole.
I'm fucking 29 years old.
He's fucking five.
You know what I don't like? The Blacks.
And he's like fucking murdering in Boston.
No, why am I racist? Because
you're from Boston. Because you're racist. A five-year-old in Boston.
He's from Somerville Projects. Give it up.
Boy. Jeez.
How about those fucking socks? Boo, huh? Everyone's like, fucking Yankees can suck my little tiny unpure cock. My clean hairless pecker.
I still do that bit.
But do you, this is one thing I did notice about a lot of the, because I had a few of you guys open for me in at the Wilbur. I've worked with what, your pal there with the belt, what's his name?
Tom Dustin? Yeah.
Tom, who I like a lot. And the guys that have worked for me, all nice guys. Who's the other fucking guy? Floop, what the fuck is his name? Ploof?
Oh, Kyle Ploof.
Kyle Ploof, you friends with him?
I'm friends with him.
Wow, that was interesting.
I'm friendly with him. I haven't seen him in a long time, but we're friends.
That's kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, I don't want to give the. Like,
we get it, Joe.
I'm friends with him, but like, I don't. The like, truth, we don't talk on the phone.
Apparently, you're not the truth anymore.
We don't talk on the phone. I'll tell you
now
this.
You're the gray.
Yeah, you're the gray
Kyle
area.
Kyle Ploof, that guy, has a podcast called "The Ploof Is in the Pudding," which I came up with. I think I haven't talked to him, but I, that's what I started calling when I met him. I was like, "Hey, Ploof is in the pudding.
How's this?"
And he never even emailed me to say, "Hey, I'm going to use your nickname."
We'll get on.
Like, if I have a podcast called "The Truth," I'm going to call you guys up and high five.
You should call Paul Pierce.
Yeah, that's true. I'm friends with Ploof, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I just haven't seen him in a while. It's not like I don't talk to him.
All right, we get it, Joe.
Oh,
Jesus.
Boy. I hate him, and I hope he dies, all right?
Whoa,
is he happy?
There we go.
He's racist. Listen, and anti-Semite.
If he died today.
I'm like, Jesus. I go on Facebook, I'm like, Joe? I call him Joe? Joe, you got to call Bobby and tell him not to put up that podcast. You got to fucking call him.
I'm sorry, they're apparently doing fucking... They're digging for fucking aliens on my street. Jesus Christ.
The journey to the center of the earth is going on outside your house.
I mean, and these fucking cocksuckers, 2:30 in the morning last week, they started fucking just digging into the fucking ground, just a jackhammer. 2:30 in the morning. Nobody, you walk outside, you go, what the fuck? They just look at you like, whatever. I don't give a shit. Anyways, a lot of you guys, I noticed that a lot of you guys fucking drink, man. You guys, like, I remember I was at Dustin Drinks. There's another kid, your other pal with the bangs. What's his name?
Alvin David?
No. He's a new kid. Because a lot, every time
Bulger,
I go,
Dan Bulger.
Oh, Dan Bulger.
Yeah, he's got bangs. Yeah, he looks like Christy McNichol a little bit.
Right.
The tall, thin Christy McNichol.
Right.
I don't know if it's him, but a lot of you guys drink and fucking get trashed. I mean, look, Patrice never drank. Billy drank a little bit. Dane didn't drink. I didn't drink. None of us really fucking partied at all. It was just all comedy and fucking busting balls. But right. You guys, I mean, did you stop drinking? Or you?
I still drink, but I started, you know, writing in the daytime and sending out emails and recording sets and listening to them and drinking after I get my work done and stuff like that. This is all recent, like the last year or two.
No shit.
But yeah, it's just, there was no, with all the guys I started with and came up with in Boston, there was no work ethic at all. We just had our jokes and were funny guys and got real drunk afterwards and tried to fuck people.
Because your name was out there. I mean, when you started opening for DePaulo, people were like, oh, this kid Joe List, he's very funny, and I heard your name a lot.
I had heat in like 07, yeah.
Well, you did. You had a little heat.
Right.
You did. I mean, people knew about you, and then that really fizzled away.
But it's coming back, baby. I'm the toast of the town these days.
Yeah.
DePaulo, I kind of wasted that. I was on the road with him for 5.5 years every get, and I
Are
would
you
just,
shitting me?
No. 06, yeah.
That's a lot of time to be on the road
and
with
then,
somebody.
Yeah, just A, clubs, middling. I wouldn't record sets, and I'd just go to the bar and start boozing.
Really?
And, yeah. But, like, I could when I wasn't, yeah, I just, I wasted
How
a lot of time.
How old are you now?
29. I'll be 30 in a couple weeks.
30. How long have you been in the business?
Almost 12 years, 11 and a half years.
No shit.
2000 I started, yeah.
Well, good. We got you on the upswing.
Yeah, I'm coming back
when
now.
You need us.
I got a big one-man show working.
Yeah.
You're doing a one-man show?
I just did it for the first run last week, and it went real well.
What kind of negative name was it?
It's called There Will Be Pigs.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's a whole story about fucking pigs, and my ex-girlfriend, one time we were breaking up, and she was like, I don't want you to have sex with other people. She was crying real hard. And I was like, what do you mean you're breaking up with me? And she's like, I know, but there's going to be pigs. And it was a funny thing that happened. And then there's a callback to it in the end, but it's like the last line, so...
That's a good one-man show. You got to fucking all tie it all together at the end with a slide.
It's good.
There's you a were, moment. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't there, but you know about
there,
it.
I wasn't there, but
Good stuff.
I love that you just went, it's good, right? You weren't really there.
Corporate
but
Dan's like, uh-huh.
You're my friend.
What do you think Dan's going to say?
It's like a thing.
What do you think Dan's going to say on the podcast? No, it needs work. I mean, it's...
I'd tighten it several places. Sitting down on the stool and getting emotional, wasn't it?
It's going to be big.
How long? It's going to be big?
Yeah.
Who's doing it?
What do you mean? Me. It's no, one man.
Who's producing it, you fucking jackass?
I don't have a producer yet. I'm working on it, you know. But I did a one run, and I'm doing a second run. And it gets
what are you doing? Where'd you do the run?
At the Creek in the Cave.
And where's the second run?
At the Creek in the Cave also. And I'm just trying to get some little buzzy thing.
That's good, man. When is it going to happen? When is the
June 13th is the second
June one. June 13th at the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah. Long Island City, Queens.
Free show.
So it's
all about heartbreak and herpes, and I got edited off of Last Comic Standing.
Oh yeah, you had herpes.
Yeah, and I got cut off of Last Comic Standing. That was a little blow to the career.
God,
as well.
That was. I remember.
So that's all in there.
You.
And I went to Peru to see my ex-girlfriend, and thinking we'd like get back together, and we never.
Your chick was from Peru.
No, she's from Colorado.
But she moved to Peru
down the street from
because she got herpes and gave them to you. Well, who gave you the herpes? Her?
No, different girl. This happened afterwards. All in a year. My girlfriend. I'll just give you the quick version. My
Please.
Girlfriend, who I was in love with, we lived together after like 6 weeks. Soda was there when I met her. We moved in together, fell in love, the whole thing. She breaks up with me, moves to Argentina, just left me for Argentina. I go down. Then after that, I get on Last Comic Standing. I'm like, fuck her. Who needs the girl? I'm going to be a superstar. I'm on a TV show.
Yeah, because that show really does produce superstars. Who won last year? And go.
Tommy Jonigan came in second. I go down to, I get Last Comic Standing. I'm like, who needs the girl? I'm in Last Comic Standing now. Then they cut me out of the show. I cry. I want to kill myself. So then she goes, why don't you come to Peru to visit me? I'm like, fuck Last Comic Standing. I'm getting the girl back. I go to down there. We don't hook up. She tells me she doesn't love me anymore. I come back. I meet a new girl that I like, and I'm like, this girl will replace her. I get real drunk, shit in her apartment, all over into her sneakers.
Now, when you
all
say shit,
house.
You I mean, say shit.
Like I took shit everywhere.
In this girl's
just
shoes,
shit, and then I trashed it all around.
Can I just talk to you for a second? How
please,
much how much more I like you right now? Do you understand how you shot up in my system of value? Where you are, where you were, and where you are right now?
Yeah.
A fucking.
Listen, I appreciate
that. Do you know Mount Cannon in New Hampshire?
No.
It's a big mountain.
Okay.
It's not, and then there's Mount Washington.
Gotcha.
You were on Mount Cannon,
right?
Climbing. You just shot up to the top. Of Mount
I appreciate that.
The fact that you shit in girls, you shit in her shoes,
in her sneakers. Yeah, yeah. And she's like one of these, like those, like Nike high tops that are like that, like hipsters,
was,
I guess, wear.
Was it intentional?
No, I mean I was blackout drunk. I was fucked up, and I woke up, and the girl who's shit, the girl who I liked, it was her roommate who I met that night.
Her what?
Her roommate.
Roommate.
Like I shook hands with her and was like, nice to meet you. And like 6 hours
he's
later.
He's actually,
shitting.
He is shaking hands with people right now.
Fake
right, right.
He does not yet.
The air shake.
Because
well,
this
I'm
is
SAG
right.
eligible, so yeah. I know what I'm doing here.
That was one of the fucking hardest I've ever laughed in my life because I was with him early in the night before.
Right.
We're drinking, in fact, up the street from here. And I go, because I had to wait tables in the morning, and I call Nate Bargatze, and Nate goes, did you hear what the fuck
oh, Nate
happened?
Was trying.
And Nate's literally crying, laughing on the phone with me. And I go, what happened? And he goes, just call Joe, man. Just call Joe. And I called
Why
Joe.
Why did you bring Nate today?
I don't.
Hey, y'all. It's Dixie here. Back by popular demand. I heard you guys love my last commercial, so I'm doing it again. You know that this podcast is free every goddamn week, and that will never change. The boys love giving you something to do while you're aboard on that train ride or in that cube at that shit job you got. But it's time for you to give back to the YKWD podcast. Here's how you do it. 1. Subscribe and leave a fucking nice review. 2. Tell everyone you know. And 3. Go to Riotcast and check out the other shows like Hammer Fisting, Glory Hole, Jersey Jerks, My Wife Hates Me, and a whole lot more. And if you're feeling really, really frisky, you can donate or buy some of the lovely merch we have for you on the merch page. Just click it and get yourself a nice YKWD trinket, like a mug, a hat, or a t-shirt. They make great gifts. Thanks for listening. Thanks for loving Dixie, y'all. Have a nice day.
I thought you were supposed to bring Nate.
I thought I was bringing him.
Yeah, but you were supposed to bring him too.
Oh boy, Nate called right when I got here. It's probably pissed.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh my God, really? You didn't? I remember we said.
I didn't think.
Nate?
I thought it was Joe and then Nate. I thought Nate was next.
Didn't
week.
You say something you don't like Nate anymore? He's
Nate.
Been really.
Why
like
don't
a
you?
Mean
yeah. What's
you?
Up with you and Nate?
I yeah, love you
Nate.
Said he has a small dick and you don't like him anymore.
You know what? Let's. You're taking the attention off the fact that Joe shit in the shoe.
Well, first of all, I can't wait until it cracks because you can't be this corporate. This neutral forever. He's going to get something where it gives him his ego. He's going to let go of this horse shit where, hey, what's up? I'm
oh,
what's
oh, and we're gone too. We're not. This
oh,
is,
we're, yeah, we're yeah, I'm yeah, gone. This fucking show's gone. Everything's gone. And then someone's going to cross him and it's going to come out. It's just going to fucking come out and he's going to attack. It's going to be on video. And then we'll be doing the podcast together because you'll have to replace him.
Right.
And then we'll just laugh. We'll
and
just
my,
talk
well,
about
my,
it.
There will be pigs. We'll be like a motion picture. You'll have a role.
It's huge.
You'll play.
Yeah.
You'll play the girl who gave me herpes.
I'll play with a fat pig.
You know what? I think you guys are both wrong.
I can't wait until it happens.
I think you're both
you're
wrong.
Gonna crack.
No, no.
It's gonna crack.
Nope.
You're not gonna be able to keep it up.
Nope. Nope.
You're gonna crack.
It's a real thing.
Fucking
this
no,
who
it's
I am.
Not. It's not Colorado boy. We're just friendly. Go fuck yourself.
I'm sorry that
you
gorgeous mountain air made me a nice person.
You are a nice person, but it's fake.
No, it's not.
You're gonna crack.
No, it's not.
Someone's gonna snap on you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go low. Don't go high. So you shit in the chick's shoe.
Shit in her shoes, yeah. And then traipse it around. And then, well, the thing about this is I have a flight to Seattle that
morning.
You left
footprints around to find your way back.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got lost in the apartment, you could just, yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the Immortals when he cut his leg when he went in the maze just so he could find his way out of the maze.
I don't remember that part, but
yeah, did you see the movie?
No.
The worst movie ever. Go ahead.
So yeah, shit. And then I had a flight to Seattle. I was going to Seattle that day.
Ugh, did you have extra panties?
I missed my flight. I just grabbed up the shit, enough shit that I could grab. I couldn't get all of it.
Not shit. Use another word.
Feces.
Things.
Things.
Oh, you picked up the shit.
No. I'm talking about the actual shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, I took my sock off and put it on like a puppet and like picked it up like this and then flipped it inside out so like a sock full of shit.
She would start hitting her like a prison movie.
Like he's a middle-aged lady on the streets in New York with a Yorkie.
Yeah. So I threw that away and then I just ran, took off. I texted the girl. I was like, I'm so sorry. I've never done this. This is amazing. I'm in like back of a cab going to the airport and I'm like, I can't believe this happened. And this is the best. The girl texted me. She's like, oh no, it's fine. We can't stop laughing. So I'm like, huh, that is bizarre.
These girls are really cool.
Yeah. So I fly across the country in the middle of my flight from Boston to New York to Seattle. I lift my, I cross my leg on the flight and I realize there's shit all up my leg. And so I just put it down. I'm like, oh, God. That's crazy. I'm covered in shit for a 6-hour flight.
You went on the plane and shit?
And not only that, but he
the
threw
longest,
up.
And the
he
longest
threw up the morning
flight.
Before.
Yeah, the longest flight ever. So
you had shit. Did you smell it?
I couldn't smell it, but maybe it's because I was still drunk. Or like, I'm sure people were displeased, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
So I land, and I turn my phone's been off for 6 hours. So I turn my phone back on, and it's the girl. And she goes, oh, my God, we just got home. We had no idea how bad it was. You owe us a pair of sneakers. This is crazy. And I was like this. Now that's more like it. Like, that's the appropriate text. So I sent him a birthday card with $300 in cash in it.
Really?
And wrote this long apology on Facebook, whatever. And then
you wrote an apology on Facebook.
Like it's like a really long thing. And then like a month later on Christmas Eve of the same year after the last Comic Standing and the Peru and the shit, I got herpes on Christmas Eve, like a wild herpes outbreak for Christmas.
From
a different girl. I mean, I can't say her name, but a different girl who was like
Sarah, Kathy,
no,
Leanne.
Keep going. This is just the rest of the podcast. It's like a half hour. Susan.
Was your first outbreak when we were on the train that day?
I mean, that was part of it. Yeah, it was like a 2-week thing.
So you got herpes. What do you mean like a huge outbreak? What does that mean?
It like, was just like, it was fucking crazy. Like, it feels like someone just puts a bunch of cigarettes out on your dick, like 10 or 15. And then they like scab over and then they fall off and get like raw again. Pardon me.
So wait a minute. That's a crazy herpes. I thought herpes.
It's horrible.
I thought herpes where you just get a little scab on your dick and it's there, and then it goes away.
That's what happens after you have it for a while. Occasionally that happens. But the first one, like, your body is just like, what's up? And, like, my lymph nodes were all swollen. My back hurt. I couldn't sleep.
The fuck
sleep.
Is a lymph node?
It's a thing. You don't know what a lymph node is?
Yeah, jeez. Lymph nodes are, it's like, a thing.
Well, I mean,
they swell up.
Yeah, but where did you... Where were yours that swelled
up? Yeah, I mean, they're the same place yours are.
Where?
I'm sure I can feel mine. They're in the neck. And
you have them in the neck?
In the hips, yeah. And they just, when you get like sick.
Right
they,
here.
Yeah, that's why
I
they
have,
check
sometimes
your
Sometimes my lymph nodes hurt.
That's
right
probably
here.
When you're sick, yeah.
I'm not,
that's why doctors feel
can
your
you get
throat
them
or whatever.
Just for being fat?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just, yeah. I only know about herpes.
But
everything
he,
else,
he got on, he like, he got on the subway one night and he was going in the city. And he was like, dude, and I'm like, what? He's like, I have herpes. Like,
so this bad. Is another outbreak of herpes.
No, this was
the same
first
one.
Outbreak.
The
original.
Like 3 weeks. Yeah.
The original. You had 3 weeks herpes outbreak.
It was crazy. Jesus. Like, if herpes wasn't permanent, it would be the worst thing that can happen, just based on like the 3 weeks. And then can I tell this to the story? Soder, who's as you
sucked
call
your
him,
dick
a corporate
to get on
man,
stage.
Trying to be like this sweet guy. He goes, Ben, I know how you feel. I had a couple of scares, and it's the worst. And I was like, no, I don't have a scare. I fucking have it. I'm not scared. It's here. Like, I have the thing. And it's like me saying to Soder, he's like, your dad's dead. I know you feel. My dad went on vacation for like a week. So I'm kind of on board.
You really are just a fucking people pleaser.
I'm a nice person.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
I know. I love you, baby.
Thank you.
But you are. It's all going to fall apart someday, and I'll be there for you.
And I'll be dead.
So anyways, that's what the There Will Be Pigs is.
So now you got herpes.
Right. And shit in a girl's house.
You
no
shit
girlfriend,
in a girl's house.
And edited off of a television program.
Edited off a television program. Because
right.
you left for the girl.
Right.
And you got rejected again.
Yeah. Heartbreak,
that's good,
heartbreak
man.
And herpes.
So now, I mean, you're off booze. I to be honest with you, not that you're
I'm
off
not,
booze.
I'm drinking, yeah. But.
You don't, you're not doing what you used to do.
Yeah, I get my work done and then drink.
It's good, man. I'm been sober for 27 years.
Oh, congrats.
But I actually like when guys, you know, I mean, I know there's guys that just get fucked up and drink and party, and that's kind of the thing, and people like that. But, you know, especially with Geraldo, what happened to him and, you know, all that shit. I would hate to see a fucking, you know, funny guys die because they're something they can control. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm glad Joe and I don't. We used to go hard like 5 years ago. That was just fucking brutal.
I'll still go hard occasionally. I try to avoid comedy. I'll take the night off and hang out and drink in my house and
by yourself.
No, with a group
good.
Of people.
It sounds good.
I'll never go
by healthy. Yourself in a chair.
He'll just wake up with some gin in
fucking,
the morning.
A gallon of white labeled scotch
and a fucking shotgun.
Yeah, and a fucking pipe and a notepad.
No, I don't write. But
no, you're suicide.
I'll get it. Can I tell you mentioned Geraldo. He has a part in my one-man show. I did Last Comic Standing. It was the year he was like one of the guys, whatever. Right. And right before they announced the winners, it was like we were waiting to come on to air. Mm. And Craig Robinson was the host. And he goes, hey, while we're waiting, everyone remember to see my movie Hot Tub Time Machine. And Geraldo goes, what's it about? It's one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. And that line killed in the one-man show.
Geraldo's funny, man. Yeah, he's a funny cocksucker. I miss him. I wasn't like best friends with the guy, but I secretly admired him a lot. You know, we lost a lot of fucking guys.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Jesus, DiStefano, Patrice, Geraldo. We almost lost Joe.
Yeah.
You know, it's still.
He fought back
from the herpes outbreak.
Right.
Anyways, we're going to wrap this up soon, but I wanted to talk about.
That's what I should have done.
Hey, sorry. I can't turn it off.
I want to talk about the South by Southwest thing. We already did the podcast up there, but have you been there? Have you done it?
No, I've been to Austin, but I've never done the festival.
You've been to Austin. Right. Well, thanks for fucking relating a little bit.
Well, you said, have you been there? And then I was like, oh, I had.
What the fuck? Have you ever been to Tribeca Film Festival? No, I've been to New York. Where I live.
Never been.
It means nothing. So you said you had some shit sets after.
There was late Friday night. I went up at like 1:45, and it was okay. I didn't bomb, but I didn't.
Well, even the show we were on, it's like that was like a 4-hour crowd.
Yeah,
I mean they didn't. They just had the crowd come in whenever, and you could stay.
Well, they would come and leave. They'd come and go.
But that's that's rock and roll. But that's not fucking comedy.
No, because you have to sit and listen.
Yeah, you have to listen.
There's points of reference.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't just come in and go, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man, my wife's really bugging the shit out of me. All right, thank you. And this next one, it's fucking.
You know what
listen.
Fucking flipped me out is I came out. I didn't know that, number mm-hmm. one. Then I learned that the crowd was there for fucking 4 hours. I was like, God, I'm the last one on the fucking
show.
Yeah,
you were the last one of the night.
And then it made me nervous when you weren't fucking, you bombed. One of your jokes just went.
Oh, in between comics, I did a joke and it got nothing.
And that makes me nervous because this cocksucker never, he's corporate Dan. He never really bombs.
Right.
He does great or good. He never really does bad.
Right.
You know, that's part of who he is. He's always funny. His stuff is always, I've never seen Dan take a hot one.
Oh, Joe has seen me take many a hot ones.
And I saw that days. When I heard him go, wow, that's got nothing. I was like, oh, God.
I forget what joke. I think I did something about waiting tables and they were just fucking staring at me.
I mean, I heard nothing.
They stared at me and I go, all right, you guys ready for, I did that thing you do where you just try to act like it didn't happen.
Right, right.
You guys ready for your next comedian?
Will you just sit and steep in it?
Here's what flipped me out. When I walked out on stage after everybody,
right.
After everybody, and I mean fucking everybody, I looked out. There was a 12-year-old girl in the front row with her dad. That fucked me up. Because
mm-hmm.
I just look. I'm not one of those guys. I mean, children fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just they're like my kryptonite. I was going out. I walk the West Side Highway with my wife. Sometimes she makes me do it, and we're coming back. And I look, and this really happened yesterday. There was a baby, maybe a 2-year-old, in the dirt crying.
By itself?
I have my headphones in. I'm listening to a fucking Bailey J's podcast. I'm just kind of fucking joking. And I look and there's a 2-year-old in the dirt just crying, but hysterically crying. There's dirt all over its face that's mixing with baby saliva and it's just dirty and it's rolling. And I could cry right now thinking of it. And I look around. There's nobody. There's not a fucking white person in sight to claim this baby. I'm like, oh my God. My wife is, way ahead of me. I'm whistling, but she's got her fucking headphones in. I could be getting raped and attacked, and this bitch would have been home, right? So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I start whistling. I don't know why. I just start whistling.
Like the loud. Andy Griffith theme or like something? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just start whistling. I just don't know, like a rape whistle.
just whistle patience.
This baby, that soothes the baby. The baby's like, I do like some patience.
I sit here on the park.
And I'm missing you.
So I start whistling, and then all of a sudden, this lady, I swear to God, a football field and a half away. Beautiful, tall, blonde lady with boots and jeans. She's just waving me, doing this. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
And I'm
like,
setting a trap.
I'm like, is this your baby? She's like, it's okay. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm asked, is this your baby? It's okay doesn't answer that fucking question because it's not okay. This isn't okay to me. This is going to make me cry. In my head, I'm like, I picture myself walking down the West Side Highway with a dirt baby. Just, you know what I mean? Finally, she's like, no, it's my, she was teaching her fucking kid a lesson by leaving it in the dirt.
That kid's gonna be fucked up.
Dude, I just brought me back to my childhood with all the fucked up shit I had to go through. And it's like, that's not, you can, what do you want? A lollipop? He wanted a drink? He wanted to go home? He was tired? Right. You fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Pick the baby up and fucking hold him. You don't let him just roll in dirt.
That's a future comedian.
Yeah.
That guy's going to be a stand-up someday. That's Serp.
Yeah.
He's going to...
That's Dirt. Yo, my name's Dirt. It just killed me. It fucking killed me. And when I walked out to that show,
I saw
a 12-year-old girl. It was a girl. It wasn't even a dude. If it was a little dude, maybe I could handle it. But it's this girl looking up at me like, please, and I'm like,
rainbows.
The shit I'm about to talk about is just... And I was like, fuck you. Fuck it. Fuck it. Is this it? And it kind of, that whole night, it was hot. It was 1:15 in the morning. I was there at fucking 9:45.
Yeah.
It was like this long night. And I saw the crowd just go, like hit a wall at some point. I had to follow Doug Benson and Gary Gulman. And then it was like, that's a fucking order. Those guys, I don't give a fuck what you, Gary's a hammer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we were kind of pep talking each other back, like, because we both go to the same therapist. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be his therapist. You just do what you do with Gary. It's good. And he's like, yeah, you do the same. It was, yeah, it was fucking crazy. I don't even know. Like, when you ever walk off stage and you're like, I don't know what just happened. It's like a fight. Yeah. Where you're like, did I do good? Was right. it good? Was
right.
it?
That's how I felt that Friday night. I got off stage and they're like, some of the guys were working there, like, great set. And I was like, was it?
Yeah.
Because I was making fun of the fact that it was so fucking early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like making fun of, like, hey, come to our festival. You got a 6 a.m. spot. So if you could keep it clean. And you're going to go on after 48 comedians.
That's why, I mean, I had a blast, though. The guys from The Syndicate, the guys from Laugh Button. But, you know, I think Matt from The Laugh Button got mad at me, which kind of flipped me out, too.
Why'd he get mad?
I think he really got mad because I was fucking with you when you were doing the interviews.
What?
He was doing interviews. The guy from a radio show was like, here, you do the interview. So he was doing the interview, but he sucked at the interview.
That was awful.
Yeah, he was just going, hey, and I was like, give me the fucking mic.
And which was really funny that you did that. And then that kind of made it into a bit.
Yeah, then Matt who I love Matt, but he goes, oh, Jesus, let him do his thing. Why do you get to always have the limelight or something?
Yeah, but I don't think he knew that we were like, we were all on board.
I know, but still that fucks your... When you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, what are you gonna fucking do that for?
Mm-hmm.
Let Dan, like, he's a fan of you, and he thought like I was bullying you. It's like,
because I don't think he heard me say, why don't you come do the interview, Bob? Because I said that, because you stink, and I go, you do.
It doesn't matter if he heard it or not. It's just me and you are friends, and we're comics, and we're making fun.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna throw you under the bus. I'm making it stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh Jesus, the guy. It's like it got weird.
Yeah.
Like, now it was all weird. It got a little fucking weird, man. I mean, I had a blast. Those guys treated us
and
like
I really
fucking
had a, king. I had a good time over the week. I just, you know, out of the four shows, the three shows that I did,
yeah,
one of them was like, ooh.
Yeah, no, I mean, the show, everybody was like, oh, it was great, but it wasn't it was a little weird.
Yeah.
A little fucking weird. I mean, I had a great time the night before. Me and Gal were hanging out with Chris and everybody from Laugh Button and The Syndicate. Was fucking awesome. The next day, we went to lunch. I got some fucking crazy swag. Crazy swag. I mean...
Swag?
Swag!
You got your band...
Swag!
Got your bandolier.
Swaggy?
I got some cool stuff.
What'd you get?
From the guys from The Laugh Button and The Syndicate.
Oh, they fucking... those guys hooked us up like I've never... They gave us a bag of electronics. They gave... First of all, we're going to sweep right into Tech Talk right now.
Tech Talk with Bobby and Dan.
I did not yet, dumb.
Okay, I jumped aboard.
You talk about my BlackBerry?
Mm-hmm. If you want to. I brought up airplanes.
Anyways, we're going to... Nice. He's a fucking...
I love those things.
He had nothing for Tech Talk. He brought up flight. He goes, flight, fucking asshole.
I said airplanes.
I almost said Orville Redenbacher. That's not the guys who did flight.
No.
They did popcorn. We're not going to do a Tech Talk right now. We're going to do it at the end. But they gave us this crazy bag of holy shit cool. Like, not just a hat with that little metal buckle on the back, you know, that Aspen gave you. Welcome to Aspen. Here's the mitten. One. And then Big J wears it every week, cuts the fingers off it. man. but they gave us a fucking Yeti microphone, which is right behind me. See that?
Oh,
thing?
Wow. That looks amazing. It's like Letterman's microphone.
It's actually a fun... If you're going to do a podcast by yourself or with a couple people and you don't want to do all this shit, just get one of those. You just plug it into your computer, you hit fucking record, and it picks up everybody.
It's a
great fucking... That's what I used to do my shit on after I did it on my iPhone. They gave us that. They gave us there's another 200 microphone. You're using that. A blue 200. Mm-hmm. That's a blue Yeti. These are two... Remember the gold microphone?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking on, kid.
Nice.
I gave you the gold microphone, son.
Nice.
That one looks pretty gold, too.
Yeah, there's two gold. You get the 100.
What do I get?
100.
Gee whiz. 100. If I knew I was talking on 100 this whole time, I would have left. God, it's insulting.
I'm sorry. You got to work your way up.
You're on your upswing.
Yeah, you didn't get the red.
I created SERP.
You did.
Which, by the way, is my instinct to call back to it every time we talk about anything. I'm like,
So they gave us what? They gave us these things too. Did you get one of these?
That's what I'm going to talk about for.
We'll both talk about it.
Okay.
All right. So for Tech Talk, I guess we're both doing about it.
You've got so much technology. I have very little. That was my one piece of technology.
That's true. We did get a lot of stuff. Blue microphone hooked us up, and Syndicate and Laugh Button Live hooked us the fuck up.
Jack
what?
Jack who? Jack Picks. Jack Riffs. Jack.
Yeah.
Jack.
What?
Tracks. Jack Tracks.
Did what?
They sponsored us as well.
What'd they do?
They were on the bag.
They gave us stuff? What'd they give you?
I don't know. They didn't. I just messed their name up during the show.
It's right on the bag. Right there. Grab that bag where it says the syndicate. What did you get something I didn't get? See, corporate Dan. Jack, you got something, didn't
no,
you?
I didn't.
What'd
no,
you get?
No, no,
what'd you get?
I got nothing.
What
I got the
same
fuck
did
bag
you get?
That you got. I'm just saying.
Did you get a microphone?
No.
What'd you get?
I got the Yeti and.
What else?
I got the.
What else? Don't lie, you fuckface.
I got a Gotham shirt.
Okay, what else?
And I got the microphone.
And what else?
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
You didn't get the new camcorder incidental.
I don't even know what that is. You got that?
I just made that up.
Okay. Listen. but Jack Prince.
Jack Prince.
Yeah. I screwed up the name during the show.
All right, whatever.
Called him Jack Tracks.
And Jack like, Tracks.
And one guy
maybe
goes.
Maybe they could change it to Jack Tracks. It sounds catchy.
I don't know, but he was not happy.
Who was
oh, yeah, I thought you meant
Jack,
right now.
Jack Prince.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, you screwed it up at the real
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I was supposed to say all the mentions.
And right now.
Oh, yeah, he's the worst host. They gave a list of shit to say, and he was just repeating it backstage. I'd like to thank the Syndicate, Jack Prince.
Oh, but I nailed everything else. Laughstub.com, Laugh Button, the Syndicate, Gotham Comedy Club.
Laughstub hooked us up.
Yeah, they did.
Laughstub gave us these.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
We really got
to. I can't wait to know what these things are.
We're gonna do,
I'm sitting here.
We're going to do Tech Talk. Do you have anything for Tech Talk?
I have a BlackBerry and. I got nothing.
You don't have anything? Do you know any technology that you have at your house that you like? You don't have to have it here. You can just talk about it.
I don't know, see?
All right, talk about it.
I go basic, too.
What do you mean? We'll
I went basic last week. Boston Joe, the truth.
You didn't go basic. That's not, a fucking light bulb is in flight. Two different things. Flight is
technology.
Not basic.
Airplane. I went airplane.
Did you go airplane?
I said airplane.
You're just an asshole. You're not talking. You know what tech talk is, you shit dick. You can't just bring up fucking airplanes. Electricity.
That's what I did.
The atom bomb. Go fuck yourself.
Boy. I'm trying to think of something now.
It has to be something you own.
Oh, boy.
We do it at the end. Anyways. Yeah, I mean, the festival was fun. I had a good time. It was. I love that Gary was there. And I love, I mean, you know, Ellis, Chris, and Matt, and, you know, what's her name, too, from Gotham?
Leanne, great.
She's great. She really fucking took care of us.
Yeah, Leanne really was a big help.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a good barbecue. Did you go to barbecue with us?
No. I went to barbecue. I mean, I did the food thing after the next 4 days.
I think you weren't there yet.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I got there Wednesday.
Yeah. Sounds amazing to me.
It was
a really good time.
I ate a bunch of really good food.
Love a good festival.
It's different than Montreal comedy. It's comedy. They know here, even when Montreal, when Just for Laughs goes to like a blues festival like Ottawa, they do an hour show. That's it. Because they know people are going to be in and out. They know people are going to leave. So when you're at, you know, it was that mentality I think I should have been in too. This is a music festival. This isn't about comedy. They're putting a comedy show on. So, okay, it's not personal. When someone gets up and leaves, it's not because you suck.
Right.
You know, like I was doing a show at Ottawa Music Festival and like all of a sudden people started getting up and leaving. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
Right. And the guy goes, dude, Soundgarden's coming on in 5 minutes. I gotta go.
I gotta go too.
I was like, right to myself.
And another thing. And what's up with Spoon Man? Huh? That's a great song.
So I get it. But it was definitely a little weird, man. I mean, you know, it was a little fucking. It wasn't. You know, you know when you walk off and you're like, holy shit! Like you're expecting, like, you know, people walk up to you and like, oh my god,
right?
That's what you wanted. But when people walked up to after, hey man, nice seeing you. It's like,
Why are you guys looking at me?
I don't know.
It felt like that right there. that's what it felt like. Yeah.
That was the end of the show.
Chris Ellis doesn't even talk to you.
He like looks down.
Yeah. He tries to take the bag back.
Did I say I had a bag for everybody? You guys all have to split one.
You see him, Matt, in the closet actually going through your bag and taking stuff out.
He gets the T-shirt and the bag.
All right, give him the stuff that we showed him, not this.
He doesn't need to know everything.
There's
that
like
was
a
in
gold
there.
Bar coming out of the bag.
What?
I tell you one thing that I wanted, I didn't get. Oh my, I'm never gonna get it either. From they had the Seagate thing.
I don't know what that means.
It's a hard drive company. They're amazing. They went to the show. I met all the guys. They're kind of cool. They're actually really cool guys. It's a hard drive that's 500 gigabytes, but it has its own Wi-Fi. So, like right now, I could take it on the road if we're all doing a gig. You have an iPhone, which you don't because you're poor.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have an iPad, and if you had an iPad and I have an iPhone, we could all you could all hook up to it.
Yeah.
Because it has its own Wi-Fi connection and it has movies on it. Like I could put like all my porn and movies and music on this little hard drive. Right. And up to eight people can go into it at once.
That's pretty
cool. So you could watch a different movie than him and I could be watching porn and off this one little fucking device. That's pretty badass.
Why don't we all just watch the same porn though?
And jerk each other off.
Yeah, group activity.
On one iPhone. Like just put it on my belly and we all lie together. Ugh.
Get real.
Because you're speaking the truth.
Yeah. Can we really start that? I want to be the truth. That sounds amazing. That sounds like fucking Hicks.
I just like how you pecked, like he pepped up. He's like, yeah.
And then you see my act, and I'm talking about shopping carts with one bad wheel. I'm like,
it's the truth, though. They look, they go, it is true.
What do you want to hear
so
next?
So true.
That is true.
What do you want to hear next? Shopping carts?
Oh. Yeah.
Anyways, so I hooked up, but they were like, yeah, we're going to, you know, get, boom, we got it. Don't worry. It's never going to happen. It's never, you know, it's like, it's never gonna happen. I'm such a fucking addict too. I'm like fiending. Dude, I have not stopped thinking about it. I mean, just
what if I told you, Joe and I got some money together, Joe paid rent. That was it.
Dude, this fucking thing, I hooked up with them. They came to the show and they were like, we're going to send you one. I was like, yeah.
Did you give them an address? Did you actually give them an address?
Because now it's at the point, I feel like a fat chick. You know what I mean? The it was there. I should have gave my, look, here's my address. You ship it and it's on you. Now, like I even sent them a text yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I sent them a little, I sent them a DM. That's what what the kids call it on Twitter. It's a direct message. I don't know if you know that.
Oh boy, I did not know
I
that.
Sent the actual Seagate guys a direct message. Hey, what was that thing again? Because I didn't know. And I was expecting, oh, dude, we're going to send you one. They just sent me a link to the product.
Awesome. So it's like, awesome. I love that. That's like when I strike out with a girl, but then I text her later, like, hey, saw this, pretty crazy, right? And she's like,
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, fuck.
That was like, because we did the thing last week, and I was like, oh, we got something big to talk about. And I was like, it's not coming. But anyways, but you know what? I got a ton of shit. So you're at that point where, you got so much great shit. You have to just shut your face, you big fat tech baby, and fucking be grateful.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fat baby. And I want a goddamn Seagate hard drive that has up to eight people that can get on and watch different movies.
Well, like, not that I even have. A good boy.
I don't have two friends to do that. But if we could like that do that. Just,
we're here.
You invite people over to do it. Like, I don't want to do it.
Guys, we're having different movie night. And you come in, everybody gets a different device. Here's your Galaxy. Right. Here's your iPad.
Just sit here with my phone like,
sounds fun.
Anyways, it was a fun festival. You know, it was a good time. I'm glad you were there. It was, and Gullman was there. I fucking love Gullman. I love hanging with them. We have such a good time.
Me too.
And
what? I still have, this is a fun gay story. I still have the piece of paper that Gary wrote his phone number down when I met him back in 01 or something. He was like my idol.
I don't like that I am not anything to you.
Well, you are. We never met, though, really.
Well, you did a show
years
with me.
Later. Yeah, that was like years later. You know, I was being, oh boy.
Anyways, dude, man, it was good to have you on, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Truth List,
Joe. The Truth List.
Thanks, everybody. This is the best day of my life.
And you should come back on, dude.
I'd love to come back on.
Way to get fucking Nate Bargatze on the fucking podcast.
Nate was there for all the stories.
Anyway, we're not going to relive them if he comes on. Let me tell you my side of the story.
I just wanted to, you know, feel. I like to end strong. That's what I like to
do. Really, you have an alternative fucking comic podcast voice.
Do I?
No. I just wanted to say those words together, see if I can get them out. Alternative podcast comic voice.
Nailed it.
Thanks. Everybody just got tired. Yeah. I could just see it in people's eyes.
Well, the sun also went behind a cloud. It just got the lighting changed in here. It got weird.
Something just happened to this fucking podcast because I just felt the energy just died. I looked into Monster Voice. You just lost every fucking ounce of funny. Just fell out of your body.
Hey, that's not cool.
Hey, I'm sorry. Fucking, I'm sorry I took a side, man.
Whoa.
I'm sorry said something negative in a funny way.
I accept your apology, and both of you are great.
I hope you get herpes. herpes.
Why would you ever fucking say something like that? I hope you get
herpes. We can do it right now. We can give him herpes right now. Come on.
All right.
Let's make this the best podcast.
Do you understand how great that would be if we held him down and we rubbed your junk on his lip?
I'm like, nah.
Like we're starting a campfire.
You didn't have herpes, though? You just wanted to get blown by Dan? All right, man. You come back on, and you get your one-man show coming out in June?
June 13th, yeah.
June 13th. And what's your website?
ComedianJoeList.com.
ComedianJoeList.com. And nothing. We got nothing
for me.
Nothing.
Nothing. Jesus. I'm going to set up a Tumblr this week.
Yeah, really? That's what I have, a Tumblr.
Hey!
Yeah.
So next podcast, look out.
Yeah? You're going to have your own website?
Tumblr.
Yeah.
Going to have a Tumblr.
So you're going to have your own podcast next week.
No, I said website.
I mean,
not
website.
Podcast.
Sorry.
I wouldn't do that.
Dude, there's the energy just fucking fell
off. I'm trying to pick it up.
I think we're cranking it back up via volume.
Yeah.
You know what we need?
You know what we need is
a good SERP joke. We haven't had a good SERP joke.
You ever notice when the sun goes behind the cloud, motherfuckers get all tired? You're like, you ain't sleepy, baby. What are you, a dirt baby?
Yeah.
Wearing an orange suit.
Shit. All right. Well, Dan Soder is going to have a website next week. Make sure you check him out at Dan Soder on Twitter. Go to riotcast.com. Join the riot.
What's your Twitter, Joe?
Joe List Comedy. It's all jokes, too. I never tweet at anyone or plug shows. It's all jokes.
You make fucking under 20 grand a year. What shows are you going
to
plug?
I don't have any shows to plug.
You guys,
it's all
you guys,
jokes, baby.
If you guys are in the neighborhood, my neighborhood.
Come stop by.
you just always jokes.
Joe List Comedy. Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, some of them, you know, I mean,
so
I mean, now you're going to fucking pull up my Twitter and be like,
yeah,
this isn't a joke.
You're not going to plug this.
Well, hang on. Let's just fucking do that.
Podcast when it comes out?
I'll plug the podcast, surely.
Well,
some people have Twitter things where it's at this person, hey, what's up? Fucking suck my dick. And then some people, it's like, check out my show and blah, blah, blah. And I get annoyed.
Yeah, I don't really, I changed my fucking Twitter. I used to have fuck 140 until Dan made fun of me. Because I fucking hate it.
140 is the amount of Twitter followers I have. So,
you know what mine says now, Dan?
What?
Are you really reading this shit? Go fuck yourself.
All right. See, that's more you.
That's more me. I changed it up. I did. I changed it up. And now we're going to look for, where are you?
Joe List Comedy.
Yeah. Listen, do you have him on there?
Yeah.
What's the last thing he wrote? Let's deal with some of these jokes. Let's hear some. Here we go.
Oh boy.
Now let's have.
All right, Joe List, ready?
Here we go. Let's go through a couple.
And it's not all jokes. The first one I found's not even a joke.
What is it?
I would like. Wait.
That's a joke. That's a joke. They're jokey things.
Oh.
Oh, I'll give you some of my best ofs.
No. You don't get to do your own best ofs.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're a fucking best of.
How do you spell your name again?
Joe List.
L-I-S-T. Like Schindler's List, but funnier. Hello. Take it easy.
You should tweet that.
All right.
It's Joe List Comedy, right?
How about this one? I spent more time reading and studying karaoke songbooks than I have the Bible. Boom!
It's entirely possible that I'm just at a gay bar.
Well, that's just... Well, there's three that lead
everyone,
up to that.
All right. It's odd and silly to me that there are gay people over the age of 25 who live in New York State but have not visited New York City.
That's a good point. I was talking to some guy who was flirting with me. He lives in like upstate, like 3 hours from New York. He's like, I've never been to the city. And I'm like, the gay capital is like 40 miles away.
I got there. I got this one's actually really hilarious. Yeah. I'm going to start calling text messages testicles. Who's with me?
Testicles. Come on. Texticles. I mean, that's gold.
Testicles.
Oh, I had Gary Goldman retweeted a thing. The Chippendale still a thing? ... I need a job? ... And I'm horny.
How about this? On the count of three, everyone take their pants off. Happy.
Come on, there's some real good ones. Oh, how about the one with the picture of the kid? I just found this kid in my living room. I'm freaking out. There's a picture. You need to get that one.
This is just, you know, this is the fucking worst. This is a nightmare for anybody.
Oh,
somebody actually read. No, just reading your fucking
it's
tweets.
It's brutal.
Oh, yeah.
How funny is that picture? I wrote this. I just found this kid in my living room. I'm freaking out.
That's funny. That's actually
funny.
Funny.
Yeah, this is a nightmare.
New York, New York, the city's so nice. I just saw a girl throw up twice.
Booyah.
How about this? Congrats, gentlemen. It's girls' sundresses getting blown up by the breeze season again. Enjoy.
I like that one. How about this one? Fun film fact, 100% of the punches in the movie Midnight Run result in a character being knocked unconscious. That's just fun, true.
You guys have any? You guys have no idea how hard it is for me not to tweet exclusively about poop and boogers. I hope you appreciate it. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's not bad. All right.
See, so there you go. So it is mostly jokes.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, everybody.
Jokes.
Boy, this is the best and worst I've ever felt at the same time.
All right, listen, you guys have been great. Thank you for listening to another episode of.
Oh, come on, dude.
You know what? Podcast. This has been an interesting one. We went a little longer than we usually have because I've been having people being like, dude, do longer, man. An hour's not enough. I have to fucking drive to work and fucking. So we did it. We did an hour and a half. We did a fucking hour and a half, which is good. And we got a bunch of. I want to thank Douglas Maloney. Mm-hmm. He actually won the.
Yeah,
thing.
I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, the cocksucker got the...
personalized poster.
Personalized poster. So you will be getting a t-shirt, a mug, and a hat. And one of my CDs and a Dan Soder CD. Actually, one of my CDs. Do you have a CD?
No.
How about a Joe List CD? We don't have your CD. All right, so...
I got one in my bag. You can have it.
Well, actually... Really? Do you have one?
Yeah, I got a few of them.
You
Take
carry
them.
Around your CDs?
I just did a show upstate and sold all but three of them.
Oh, there you cool.
I brought five.
Yeah, leave Ooh. One. I'd like to actually have it. And then right. I'll listen to it and send it to Douglas.
Oh, don't listen to it. It's terrible.
A secondhand one. We'll give you... you're going to be sending it out to you very shortly. So I'm glad you won that. Mr. Norris, I want to thank that cocksucker. He actually sent me tranny porn for Joe. I mean...
Old Joe, I hope. DeRosa?
Old Joe, yeah. Old you. Joe. We wouldn't send you.
Not Boston Joe.
Yeah, we're gonna send you scat porn.
Yeah. It's just all shoes. It's all foot fetish and shit porn.
Yeah. Hey. So we want to thank you guys for donating. You guys have been donating again at riotcast.com. There's a donate button. You can donate $1. You can donate $1 million. Or you can just say fuck you and listen for free because it will always be free. We appreciate you doing that. Make sure you spread the word. Check out the merch page. And support our fucking live comedy. Come out and see us. You guys have been doing... make sure you come up after the show, too, and let us know you're fans of the podcast. Do you know what, dude? The YKWD podcast. You guys, I'll talk to you later. Why did I say you guys fucking 9 times? I really try to be radio at the end. Like, I'm a professional fucking radio guy.
All right, that's going to conclude our show. Don't forget, we got the $10,000 dig giveaway with the kid and the dog tomorrow morning. Also, we got...
if you guys
we're going to have syrup in studio.
Yeah, we got... The hilarious
I'm really pushing the syrup
Uptown thing. Comic Syrup gonna be coming by. You guys have been listening to 99.2 The Wolf. Oh. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Signing off.
Sit your ass down. It's time for Tech Talk. You know what, dude? Tech Talk with Bobby and Joey.
Yeah! All right, we are here doing the people's favorite segment of the show.
Tech Talk
with Bobby and
Dan.
It's just not the same.
It's not. When Joe comes back, it'll be better.
Is he ever coming back?
He is.
Are you sure?
He is.
Anyways, here we go. It's Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
And we got a lot of Tech Talk. Because we got a lot of fucking tech.
Yeah, but we're going to do one piece today. Right?
Last week, we did what?
You did your bandolier.
It's not a fucking bandolier.
That's what it is.
It's not a fucking bandolier.
Yeah, it is.
All right. You know first what? Of all.
Yeah, it is.
I want you to
That's
go.
That's a bandolier.
All right. Make sure you go to fucking runner, .com or Google Runner. RUNNUR. It's the best. I fucking love this thing. I've been using it all week. I traveled with it, went to the airport with it. On the train, it's I guess it's a fucking bandolier, whatever.
Yeah, but you just said it.
Shut up.
So it is.
All right, it's a fucking you know, my wife called it a Girl Scout fucking.
That's hilarious.
She said I look like a fat Girl Scout.
That's really
with this
funny.
On because it what looks like it? The sash that the Girl Scouts have. It goes over your shoulder. It's like you have your phone, you get your credit, you get your pens, you get your jokes, you get your sunglasses, some more shit. I got my water.
Oh, wow.
You can put your keys down the bottom. It's got another secret compartment in the back. It's pretty cool. It's called Runner, RUNNUR. They come in a bunch of different colors. Make sure you check it out. You put your ID up here. So if you don't want to carry a fucking huge backpack around.
All right, right.
You just grab one of these things. They gave it to me for free, which is awesome. And they gave me one of these little wallets, too, down the bottom. Go to the website. Email them. Tell them you got the info from here. And you know, you know what, dude? Podcast, YKWD. And you want to check it out. You got one of these. Maybe they'll fucking say thank you to you. But this is fucking great. But this week, we're actually reviewing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have Joe the Truth List.
Such a cool nickname.
Who only fucking speaks the truth, man.
That's all he does.
And I actually have mine. You don't have yours with you.
No, mine's at home.
I don't know how you'd review something.
Because I used it during the whole South by Southwest.
You did?
Yeah, I the battery's gone. I got to recharge it. I filmed my whole South by Southwest experience.
Do you know, what is it called?
South by Southwest experience.
South, did you?
South by South.
I just went South X.
South X, X.
X. This is, right now, this is, do you know what it's called?
It's called the Bloggy.
Yes.
The Sony Bloggy.
It's called the Bloggy.
The Sony Bloggy. It's a digital camera, digital video camera. And it's really cool. The cool thing I like about it is a lot of digital cameras, if you want to do movies or go from movie to picture, you have to like actually go change it in the settings or whatever.
Right.
This, you just hold it like a camera, the top button next to the power takes a digital picture.
Right.
And then if you flip it up, there's a record button in the middle. You just hit that, automatically goes to video.
And another cool thing about this too, I had the original Bloggy,
mm-hmm.
Was given to me, mm-hmm. which I think Joe DeRosa has now. He has to borrow it, never gave it back. 6 months later, what are you going to do? He's on his fucking Kentucky Fried Chicken tour of the South.
Wee-wee! Jesus doesn't exist, man.
Oh, he does in your hearts. He does in your hearts.
But this is the duo. This is the number two. This is the second generation. And the thing that I like about this, and this was given to us by...
Laughstub.com.
Laughstub.com, which I use on my website. My Hussein page, I use Laughstub.com. They're fucking great. Mm-hmm. They automatically put your dates up. If you sign up for Laughstub.com, when your dates are put into the comedy clubs, they just go up on your website. You don't have to fucking do all that bullshit.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great. They're fucking great. I love Laughstub. But they gave us these, and the reason why I like this one better than the first one is the front-facing camera. So, because a lot of times, especially comics, when you're doing video,
right.
you can only look through the back,
mm-hmm.
and it's got this really cool landscape and vertical LCD screen on the back, but it's got one on the front so that you can fuck off and see what you're actually filming.
You know what's so funny is?
What is that?
I didn't learn how to use that front facing thing.
Really?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What did you think it was for?
I don't know.
You didn't?
I thought it was something nifty.
Nifty?
Sounds to me like maybe Dan hasn't even opened his yet, and he's just full of shit.
I have videos, and I'll post them from South by Southwest.
The truth has spoken.
Well, the truth is wrong.
The truth has
the truth
fucking
is
spoken.
False.
I lie a ton, by the way.
Yeah. See, look.
That's cool.
So I can see you.
Boy, I look terrible.
And and it has facial.
Hi.
Another great thing about this too. I don't know if you noticed this through all your fucking recording that you didn't do. It has facial recognition.
What do you mean?
What do I mean is that when it catches a face, it goes on the actual, see the square block?
Oh, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah, so that's facial recognition. So it actually finds the face and focuses it in and moves with you.
You know what I called it?
What's that?
The Terminator aiming thing.
You're such an idiot.
That's what I called it, because that's how I know it.
But yeah, now you can record yourself.
Yeah.
And we'll let's record Tech Talk right
now. Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This is the first video from Tech Talk. Bobby's using the Sony Bloggy. We're here with Joe the Truth List.
Hi, I'm Joe List. I tell jokes for a living, but there's no joke about how good the new Sony Bloggy is.
Yeah, look at that. That's some fucking pro shit from the laughstub.com. You're listening to You Know What Dude podcast at riotcast.com.
I blew my wad on that first one. I think I nailed it, though.
Yeah, this Sony Bloggy Duo is actually fucking great, because now I can turn it on myself, and I can actually see, so I can make sure that I don't, you know, because if I go under here, like I would, look at that. It's just fucking awful. Now I can just go up here and give that cool, fat fucking guy.
The MySpace picture?
Yeah, MySpace picture, exactly. Oh, the fucking one eye, the fat chick eye.
I'm so cute.
Oh, my God, she has the hottest eye ever.
And then you just lump a big tit in there.
And you meet her at a fucking Denny's at 3 in the morning in fucking San Juan.
Yeah.
You find out she's a fucking fat Mexican chick and you wind up getting blown anyways.
This is pretty accurate.
Anyways, this is... did I push the button?
No, you're recording.
This is from laughsdub.com.
And it's doing the Terminator film thing.
And it's the Sony Bloggy Duo.
Deuce.
And... So yeah, I love this fucking thing. So if you're gonna get a camera, the one thing that does I'm not gonna fucking lie just because they gave me one for free.
Yeah,
it's Sony.
Yeah,
that's the one thing that fucking blows about.
Why?
Well, let's go over the good stuff first. It has an HDMI fucking outlet, so you can actually put this into you can plug this into your TV and watch the stuff on TV. HDMI, which is great. It's got the USB like the flip cam had, but a little cooler than the old flip cam. It's got the on and off button. The camera button is really cool. And it's also got the screw at the bottom to actually put it on a little mini tripod so you can record your sets. So this, if you're going to record your sets, it's great. But here's the problem with it. I can't find an SD card in this motherfucker.
My problem is I don't like the fact that it doesn't have a separate charger.
It doesn't have a separate charger. What do you mean?
Like you have to charge it through your computer.
You have to check. No, you can actually you can actually find an adapter and make it into a cord.
But now you have to go get an adapter.
Yeah, it's fucking 9 cents at Radio Shack.
Is it 9 cents?
It's 19 cents. Well, first of all, it's not that bad. As my point is that it's not that fucking bad. You can get a you can buy the charger.
You can buy a 2 cent charger, then go buy yourself some land. Your fucking 19.10 prices.
You have to probably use Sony's. Yeah. Software, once you plug this in, or Sony software, which isn't that compatible with Matt, or it hasn't been in the past. I haven't done it yet, so I'm going to check it out. But I've had the old one that Joe has now, and I liked it. This one is actually a little thicker than the old one, but it does more. So I'm really digging this. It's great for doing your sets, too. So the Sony Bloggy Duo is pretty hot. So thank you, Laughstuff, for getting these. And go check those out if you want to do a little video recording of your family functions or your barbecues.
Yep.
Or maybe just you want to fucking get somebody's getting married.
A good old fashioned blowjob from your lady friend. Yeah. That way you could do the hey, look at me, I see where this is going, and then you don't have to fucking hope that you have the right camera angle because you could see it on the front screen. Right.
How great is it when you fucking record the blowjob? How hot is that? But then when you watch it, you see what your dick really looks like.
Oh, I just found my video of my ex-girlfriend blowing me from like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Damn. Really?
This is an honest question. Did you cry when you saw it?
No. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this. Okay. I was on my old phone, and then
If you would have saw that a year and a half ago, you would have cried seeing that, right?
I probably just wouldn't have watched it. I'd be all sad. Whatever.
Okay. So you loved her that much?
Oh yeah, it was pretty wild. I wrote a show about it.
So now you're jerking off to it.
Well, just that one time. But typically I jerk off to my current girlfriend, who I love very much.
Who is a sweetheart?
Oh, it's great.
Does she have an Australian accent?
No.
She
doesn't.
Ugh, it's the worst.
Did you eat that chocolate though?
What chocolate? Yeah, I did.
Oh, fucking how good is that?
Well, she's a sweetie, and she's so cute.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Really, it was hard for me to have her at this house. Mm-hmm. And that shower downstairs, me and you take it down there and fucking.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Anyway, sorry. That's Tech Doctor this week. Sony Bloggy, laughstub.com, The Syndicate, and Laugh Button. Thank you so much for taking care of me and Dan, giving us some great shit. Next week, we're going to do some blue microphone stuff. If you guys want to do your podcast, you guys have been emailing me a lot about podcasts. How do I do them? What's the hookup? Blah, blah, blah. We're going to hook you up. We're going to teach you how to get that for under $200. Do your own podcast with some blue microphone stuff because they hooked us up at the South by Southwest too. So next week is that, and maybe someday I'll do a Seagate.
Ooh.